This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hi. Mike, you are not going to like me.
Why? What did you do now?
No, what I'm about to say.
Is this about your prediction?
No. Not about the Bo Sox.
Because I predict your prediction today because of last night is probably wrong.
It is again correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not been blown out of the water yet.
It's still valid. I want to start the show by saying thank you, Gladys Kravitz.
Sure.
The birthday gift arrived. Wonderful, heartfelt thanks to Gladys Kravitz.
What's the birthday gift?
Wonderful nude photos.
No, it's some sort of coffee mug.
Yeah, it's a vintage Robin to go with the vintage Batman that she got me a couple of years ago. Very nice, very loyal, dedicated listener.
Yes.
Thank you, Gladys.
Well, that's good. I think that's nice. I didn't say anything, Don. Don't say I said anything. I think that's wonderful.
That is very nice.
That's good.
When
did you get it?
Buzz just gave it to me. I believe Buzz picked up the mail at the station today.
I did indeed.
Well, I think it's nice. It's a little red thing.
No. No, Mike, no.
Please?
No.
Please?
No.
Damn it.
You cannot break it.
I really wanted to.
I know.
Just to hurt her. I wanted to hurt her.
But I like it.
From a distance.
Uh-huh.
You obviously do. Then you would have let me break it if you didn't.
Okay, be honest. Gauge the amount of pleasure that you would get from breaking it out of the amount of bad feelings that I think I would get.
It would be about 70-30.
Which way?
70 that the pleasure I would get to the agony he would feel break. He'd be 30%.
I got to tell you something. Rob, because he's a buddy, you wouldn't know this because this is radio, just brought another mug into the studio so that, in essence, you could break it and really not break
mine.
Yeah,
but that's your Elvis meets Nixon mug. That's a great mug.
It is, and I love it, but what I was hoping is that you would hand it to him and he could break it and she could think it got broken.
I know you did.
And then everybody would
have been happy. But you wouldn't want to break
that one. No, but it's what I had handy.
I don't want to fake out everybody on this. Seriously.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, this is serious business.
Very nice, really.
Was the cup dry?
I bet she looked long and hard for that, too. I bet she had to.
It's coming your way, Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, I trust you with it.
You see the bottom of it?
Oh,
did you
soiled.
See the bottom of it?
Soiled.
It's
this
old.
Might make you feel a little better. No, seriously.
Like from the 60s.
Yeah.
I'm sure she eBayed it.
That can be washed, I'm sure.
You know what?
So do you think it took her a long time
you.
On eBay?
I trust you. I will tell you, I'm sure you could go on eBay and probably find 5 or 6 very similar to that one right now.
Oh, really?
You probably could.
So it's a pretty common item?
Very possibly, yeah.
It also does mean something on some level to me. But then consider the level of joy that you would get out of hurting her feelings.
This is true.
I leave it up to you, Mike.
It's my decision?
I'm trying to give you my best poker face here.
Uh-huh. You know, and it's not just about you, because you're a friend. I wouldn't want to break something that meant even a little bit to you. The fact is, I know that she worked very hard probably to find it. I mean, she is a thoughtful person.
Oh, indeed. Yeah.
She truly is. Oops. I really cut myself.
You're really a dick.
I really cut myself.
You really are a dick. You really broke it.
Dick. Hi, Gladys.
Hello, Gladys. Dick, I just threw the box at you.
Look, does that make you feel better?
Oh, little blood.
Yeah. Ow. I really did smash it good.
Do you want the shard that has his face?
That has Robin's face?
Yeah.
Hi, Gladys. I think a piece of your mug is in my skin.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. That's all that's left.
That's the largest piece that remains.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sure you are.
Are you?
That really exploded, didn't it?
Well, it's not like it's safety glass. They're not made to be broken.
It exploded with goodness and love.
Hi, Gladys. I hope you're listening right now.
That's all that's left right now is that little picture of Robin.
Let's save this. Let's save this. And a personal greeting to me. I'll put it over near the intestine. I'll put it over near the colon.
Hold on, just clean up my gift.
Sharp, be careful.
Nice. Not a fake out, I swear to God.
God, I hope I don't get staphylococcus.
What an ass you are.
Not a fake out.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, fellas.
Well. That's what I call a smashing start to the show.
Good Friday.
A good Friday, everybody. I got shark. Wow.
Yeah, serves you right, Mike.
That
serves
really
you
did.
Right.
Now it. Ow.
Good. God. Serves you right.
I wouldn't brush it off, Mike. I would stand and shake because there's sharks.
All right, let me stand and shake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Shake it one time for me.
Shake it one time for me.
I hope that glass goes into your balls.
Come on.
I hope it works its way through your sensible slacks.
Come on, clot.
All the way to your
balls.
Hey,
I have a question for you about that mug. Would you have ever had any beverage out of that mug ever? Not that it's for that, but would you have ever thought about consuming anything out
actually,
of it?
To be honest, I keep them on my desk at home, and I keep Sharpies in them. Mm-hmm. I got about 4 or 5 of them.
That's all?
That's how much they meant to me, Mike.
Well, now I feel bad about it. I feel awful about it.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Gladys Kravitz and a gift that got broken by me. All right.
You know, the phone thing here is, hey, Joe, do you have Gladys? Hey, Joe?
Of course he does.
Is she on the line?
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Joe Artinger.
He's wearing headphones.
Joe?
Yeah?
Is Gladys on one of these lines?
No, not yet.
Thank you. Because I've got nothing on my screen.
Uh-huh. And apparently the gobbler's not on the line yet?
Joe's back there just jamming out to some Stones.
Sure. Just enjoying some good hot rockin' music.
Got his headset on
at the beginning of the show.
That's the best thing we've done to Gladys since we went through a time when every time she sent a card, we wrote on it, return to sender, addressee deceased.
No, you did.
We all did.
You did.
That's right. Oh, I remember, and you never laughed. You said, Rob, don't do that.
Do we have any Band-Aids?
Hey, would you reset the phones?
I will. Please. I will.
Be a love. Let's start the show. Heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
Finger bleeding.
Cup broken.
Does Buzz have a Band-Aid? We have no Band-Aid.
Buzz, do you have any Band-Aids?
I do, in fact.
Oh, you rock, Buzz. Buzz is a pharmacist.
The Redskins Report starts now.
All right, I think, George, that the Skins are going to do good with Sean Barber.
What was that?
That was Wiped Out George Michael.
Oh, that's George when he was on his pain pills.
Yes.
Here's what we were looking for.
Come in.
Oh, yes.
William Castle.
Ah, yes.
The
Halloween
producer
time.
Of this motion picture.
Come in.
Has a question for you.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Do you believe in ghosts? Some people believe in them. Others do not.
Others.
Personally, I do. And I feel sure that when you leave this theater,
sure.
You too will believe in ghosts.
Sada.
When you came in, you were given a special ghost viewer like this.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. Would you please change the color of the screen? Thank you. You must only use it when the screen changes to this kind of a bluish color.
Color.
Then you raise the viewer to your eyes, and you look at the screen through it. If you believe in ghosts, you look through the red part of the viewer.
You believe
if you
in
do not
magic.
Believe in ghosts,
ghosts.
You look through the blue part.
And you will.
Would you please change the color again?
Believe
Thank
in
you.
Magic.
Now, when the screen resumes its normal color,
man, watch your...
Like
compliment
the viewer in front of your eyes until the next time the screen becomes blue. Oh, one more thing. If someone sits down next to you during the picture, it would be helpful if you would show him or her how the viewer should be used.
Okay.
And remember, if you believe in ghosts, look through the red part. If you don't believe in ghosts, look through the blue. Happy haunting. Goodbye for now. Shall we go?
Yes, William Castle.
All right, let's just get a pep talk before we start the show. Right.
There's a better day ahead. Today, your life may look dismal, but tomorrow, life's going to be better. And to the extent that the federal government can help you, we want to do so.
Okay, thank you.
Get back to work, you morons!
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
Oh, hi there.
Yo!
Oh, hi there.
I was alone.
Mommy, boobies.
Those are always good.
Being careful,
It's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Buenos dias.
What glorious cool.
Well, what have we here?
Let's get our Christ on. Yeah, let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Yeah.
Gracias.
And buzz this tune by the Beatles. You know what it's about, right?
Not exactly, no.
What about weed? Is it going to be any weed?
Yes.
That.
Really?
Yeah. Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, how about the phone number, everybody?
Let's pick the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What the bleep happened here?
I know we've had that discussion before.
Yeah, now I remember it. Yes.
That he loved weed so much he wrote a song about it.
They wrote a song about acid, too.
Yeah, but that was like a hidden song.
Well, what have we here?
Stop it. You're talking about the one that had the Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
This is one that's like hidden like as a love song.
Yeah, yeah, you can't even tell it's about weed.
Every single day.
He's saying it's a love song to weed, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Want to get high?
Here's Big Ed, everybody.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, here we are. Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Ooh-wah.
Arg.
Oh, no. How are you doing, Joe? Hi, Joe.
Meryl.
Well, that's all for him.
That's all, folks!
Meryl Howard Kalin.
Here we go. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's Friday. Hi, how are you anyway? Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi. Oops. Hello. Let's try it like that. Hello.
Hello.
Break me off a piece of that tiny feet. Nail it!
Oh, from The Office.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Anyone else like me feel gypped last night about 9:30?
Yes.
You know,
yes,
when it was like, hold on, where's the other part of the show?
Mm-hmm.
And then Stinky Scrubs came on.
Scrubs. Boo.
I like Scrubs.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Buenos dias.
What?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Gracias.
Yeah. Anyways, I was just needed you guys' advice.
Buenos dias.
I'm going to a Halloween party today.
Su día ya viene llegando.
Sí. Anyways,
buenos días.
I'm going to a Halloween party today.
Gracias.
Jesus, and I want to know what props I should take with me.
Get back to work, you morons!
I mean, you want to know what costume to wear?
What props or what one-liners would be good for a Middle Eastern guy dressed up as Jesus?
So you're Middle Eastern and you're going to go as Jesus. That, to me, sounds like maybe Osama bin Laden.
Well, I mean, you could say that, but...
Are you going as Osama bin Laden or are you going as Jesus Christ?
Well, Osama bin Laden have a crown of thorns?
So are you a Middle Eastern individual, an Arab-looking man who's going to be making fun of our Christ?
No, I mean, to be fair...
Why must you mock our Christ?
Will you be going to a party with open-minded people or perhaps with... some fundamentalist Christians who might be offended.
Well, it's going to be a college party, so I'm going to think that they're all pretty open-minded.
College party.
So you're going to be like crazy laid-back Jesus.
Well, you could, yeah, I guess so. I got sandals on.
Or will you be Jesus with an attitude?
Oh, that's what I'm asking you guys for. What should I be?
You mean as far as props?
Finishing touches.
Well, first, my advice to you would be go all the way with it. Get yourself a nice hammer and some nails.
9 inches.
And that's hands and feet.
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's
don't
gone.
Go halfway, especially if you're wearing sandals.
I'm telling you, I've been to a lot of Star Trek conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Go all the way.
Right.
If you're going to be Jesus and have that sort of attitude, just hit some holes in your hand.
Right, exactly. It's called committing.
As Elvis would say, you'll probably get something good for that one, for digging a hole in your foot.
Yeah, no fake blood either.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
You ever see Batman do an Elvis impersonation?
Why don't you turn that radio down?
You ever see Batman do his Elvis impersonation?
Which Batman? TV Batman?
Why are you, you're turning your radio up again.
Turn it down, please. And I don't want to talk about Batman today. Mike has already ruined my birthday.
Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How are you?
I don't believe you. Your tone would indicate something other.
And your eyes betray what you're really feeling.
T-E-A-R-S?
Santa Clown! Otis, I broke the Robin mug. Now you got nothing to poop in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? You heartless bastard.
Sometimes I
someday I'll find some material piece of goods out there that means something to you.
Well, it would have
to
be
your fancy life, and I'll ruin it, Mike.
It would have to be something that it had as
little
value.
I'll ruin it, Mike O'Mara. I'll ruin it because you don't care about material things like I do.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You throw them away. Cars, golf clubs, shoes, fancy haircuts, dyeing your beard.
Yes, I have all my trinkets. My material, my possessions mean nothing to me, and I give them all to the homeless.
And it's the little knickknacks that mean everything to me.
I had no idea.
I've got my Hummels.
I'll have to find you a knickknack over the weekend.
And gosh, I got to go to Hallmark this weekend.
What are those things besides the Hummels, the ones that you get in the jewelry stores?
As you know, they stagger when Hallmark is going to release their special Christmas ornaments.
I remember how much we had to twist your arm to get you to sell your Beanie Babies online. Yeah. That was hard. That was a tough sell.
And the thimbles.
You were first in line on those. Remember, you said this is going to be the wave of the future.
Yeah, no. Now you're just trying to turn it around, Mike.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm
Hello,
trying
Don to and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi there.
All righty, I think instead of getting a scooter, you guys should get a Harley and eat some marvelous popsicles while you ride it.
I do like the Ed McMahon Harley impression. Marvelous. I really do. Harley Davidson.
Marvelous. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. How are you? Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Nice going, Mr. Apple Pie guy.
Oh, you had to bring up the apple pie now.
What is it with you and people's birthdays? Why you always got to ruin them?
Whose birthday is nobody's
next? Birthday?
It's not a birthday party for me.
Not for you. It was a belated birthday gift to me.
Wait, I got something great.
From G. Kratz.
You got something great?
Gladys was on the phone. She's so pissed she won't even come on the air.
Oh, God bless her.
Did he really do that? Tell him I'm pissed.
She won't come on the air? Where's the fun in that? This is the first time I've ever wanted her to come on the air.
I know. She must be dealing with another fatty tumor.
No, I do as well. Did she call on the hotline?
I wasn't going to mention that.
How the hell did she get that?
I don't know. She's a crafty bitch.
That didn't come from me, I swear to God.
Is she single?
How did she get the hotline?
Like I'm going to give it to her?
How do you think she'd get it?
I can only guess that they're handing it out at the front desk in Fairfax.
I can only think that someone in this
camp?
In this office camp of these five fellows has called her. I'm out.
I'm out. Oh, not me.
You never called her?
You ever called her from an inside line?
No. Certainly not from here.
How about you, Joe?
What's up?
That's right.
He's on the phone right now.
He's calling Gladys.
Hi, Joe.
Well, Gladys, I know it takes about 1:45 to get through the incredible delay. Call back.
Yeah, please call back, Gladys, so
Where is my copy of How Do You Mend a Broken Heart?
Oh, coming up.
Would you get that, please? Of course.
Oh, I'm really starting to feel guilt now. I really am.
And plus, if we do that, we can start the whole light rock rumor.
Mm-hmm.
That might be fun to do one day.
Light rock.
I know it would be a chore for our affiliate stations, but we certainly could turn the market on its ear at any moment if we just came on. Because the station that we're on, like every CBS station, really is within a pubic hair of being flipped to some other format.
Right.
So it really wouldn't be surprising someday if you come in and you turn the radio on and you would hear, well, Spanish has already been taken.
Right.
But God knows that there's room for soft rock, for light rock, for you had a bad day.
Da-da-da-da-da.
There's not enough of those stations around.
Absolutely. We could get that rumor going hot and heavy.
That's not the Bee Gees.
No.
still the Beatles.
You could play this on a light rock station.
Nah, this would be too rockin', Mike.
Too classic rock?
Too rockin'. Too Wash FM-y. Mm-hmm.
Too hyper.
It would have to be more low-key than Wash. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, congratulations, Mike.
On what?
You had those three colored boys sing the national anthem last night.
The what?
Those three colored boys sang the national anthem.
Oh, you're not allowed to say that. Leave that to the professionals.
Only we're allowed to say that.
Leave that to the professionals,
sir.
They
didn't sing the anthem. They sang
God Bless America.
Yeah.
Otherwise, a perfect call.
Although you could play that game. You could play that game in the stands last night. We played it. Yes. Hard one. Hard one. Hard one to find last night.
Boy, I was looking, too. You got me looking
last
night.
Hard to find a brother in the stands last night.
And it was
a
closer game. So, I mean, I was into the game, and I was still looking.
But, you know, to be fair, I will put the city of Denver under the very same racial microscope.
Excellent idea.
Come Saturday night.
Very good.
And I'm going to see how many people of color I spot in the crowd at Coors Field.
And I will remember this all the way through the Super Bowl. I will hold on to this all the way through the Super Bowl, and I will be counting. There's the hotline.
Why? Because this is a Green Bay thing, you think?
No, not Green Bay at all. Just, I mean, Super Bowl. I'm going to be curious about the big event, the major event.
Sure.
I want to see what happens with that. Rob is quizzing Gladys
now.
It's
Gladys.
Oh, it sounds wound up.
She was talking again.
Hello, GK.
I'm really upset. How could you break that?
Well, answer the lady, Mike.
Gladys, would you like to know the truth?
Don't lie.
It was another It was another mug that we broke.
Gladys, I swear to God it wasn't.
You're lying. I heard it.
Yeah, he is lying, Gladys.
Gladys, I swear on anyone's life that you would like to think of that Mike brutally, viciously destroyed that gift.
Did he or did he not?
He did.
I did not, Gladys.
So why would you say that? Make me upset.
Oh, because I mean, like to upset you.
Well, it worked.
No, oh, see, now you can have a good weekend with the knowledge that it wasn't really broken.
Yeah, well, nothing is not replaceable, but it's just a thought.
Hold on just a moment. First, I cannot find how do you mend a broken heart on this Bee Gees double CD. And Gladys, let me bring it down to a level that will show you where I'm coming from. I hate to do this, Mike. I hate to play this card with you.
Yeah.
But I have to.
All right.
I swear on Frida's grave.
Oh, God.
That Mike broke your gift. I swear.
Wow.
I swear to God, who I, unlike Buzz, do believe in.
Well, if it was an accident, why would you let him touch it?
It was an accident.
All right. Well, accidents happen. You had to gloat about it.
Gladys, it was no accident. This was no boating accident.
It wasn't, Gladys. I broke it angrily. But
are you jealous?
Yes. Now you've identified it. That's it. You've identified it, and you know what I'm jealous of, right?
I haven't been able to find you anything. I haven't been able to find something to search high and low for you for.
That's exactly
but if I did,
what.
I would.
But no, now you can understand. I appreciate you recognizing
and
that.
What happened to those crocodile tears? This man broke a gift that meant a lot to me, Gladys.
Well. Yeah.
I won't swear on anything about that.
That's what I was going to ask you.
But I will tell you that I really did plan on taking it home. I really didn't think he'd break it.
I just can't believe it.
Well, you know, I ruin things on people's birthdays. I think that's my new reputation.
There's a pattern emerging.
I am incapable of feeling joy for others. And it's a personality trait that I'm not proud of, Gladys. I deplore it in myself. When I wake up tomorrow morning and I look in the mirror, I will feel... That I'm looking, you know what's going to be looking back at me? I'll be honest with you, Gladys, a monster. I'll be looking at a monster in the mirror.
Well, I could say a bunch of things, but I shan't.
As a matter of fact, since you brought her up to quote your late wife, I'll be looking at a soulless monster, which was one of the greatest quotes that she ever gave us. I will be looking in the mirror at a soulless monster when I wake up tomorrow morning.
Well, Gladys, I think what's really important is that, you know,
I feel so bad.
How badly I need you to get on eBay and buy me another one right away.
Well, I'll find it. I can find anything.
Oh, really? You could replace it?
Well, I said nothing isn't. I mean, there's things that are, but
that didn't look like it was irreplaceable. And you know, here's the good part.
But that's hard to find.
Do you know what survived? Do you know what survived the breaking, Gladys?
And it's the thought that counts, Mike. It really is.
You know what survived? You know what survived the breaking, Gladys?
What?
Robin's face.
Oh well, make a mosaic.
One large piece.
No, it's one it's one piece, and then right next to it, Don wrote F.O. Mike.
That's how much it
meant really, to me. And it's going to stay in the studio now. And I'm not going to break this. I'm going to keep this.
Yeah. Huh.
What?
Well, I'm in.
Can you take a moment?
This is almost completely saved the face of Robin. And it's very, very nice. And
it is like
it
the Shroud of Turin.
Listen, right. It's a perfect little keepsake.
I'm tired of not being involved in this conversation because I'm looking for one goddamn record that we can't seem to find.
The Shard of Robin.
Let me put it back over.
How can you mend a broken heart?
Let me put this little piece with Robin's face on it back in its position of honor in the studio where it will stay, okay?
Well, you know what might
he's patronizing you, Gladys.
A dastardly deed. You know what might happen, Mike, because
what?
Of this dastardly deed.
Oh, you're going to bring up the you did that the other day, Gladys. That was payback.
No, I don't believe
what, because she rooted for your team?
She didn't root for my team. She hexed my team.
She picked your
Mike,
team.
Mike, I forgive you.
Thank you, Gladys. I appreciate that.
I really do.
You know I love you.
How's your daughter's fat?
Fatty tumor.
It's her arm. And it's fine.
Her cold, lifeless arm.
You know, as always, here I sit. You know, everybody forgets about the victim.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad that you.
And you're trying to find music, right?
I'm glad that you have forgiven the man that's broken my heart and that you've made peace with
him. I know it. I'm
that's
very
nice.
Sorry for you
that's
too.
That's right. Well, screw off now. That's all I got to say to you.
Exactly.
I think I sat on a piece of the mug.
I will find you another one, Mike. I mean, Don.
Nah, forget it.
Oh!
Forget it.
Now, what did I tell you the other day, Don? Something would happen and you would turn against me.
Yeah, I knew what it would
I
be.
Will
and I magically knew that it would be Mike would destroy that beautiful gift that was something between you and me
that.
And that you would call and that he would patronize you and sweep you off your feet.
Yep.
And within 5 minutes you would say, gee, Mike, that's okay. All right,
no,
you old
it's not
hag.
Okay, but I can't be angry about it all day. It would ruin. I could let it ruin my whole
man,
day.
Hey, there's no need.
That's
to,
what I'm asking.
There's
for.
No need. There's no need to attack my lady.
That is why I'm asking for it to totally upset and rock your world.
I was. I am. I'm upset.
Confused.
I'm upset that it happened.
Well, if I'd known you were going to be upset.
You liar.
End of sentence. End
you
of
probably
sentence.
Broke it on purpose.
Broken on purpose?
Of course he did. Are you still... Are
broken
you still,
on purpose? You know how clumsy I am.
Are you still harboring that ridiculous idea that somehow Mike accidentally broke it as he threw it with his animal King Kong strength at the wall?
You threw it at the wall?
No. I accidentally it fell out of my hand onto the counter.
Enough to break it into like 8,000 pieces.
And cause me a rather nasty cut on my greeting finger.
What, on your F.U. finger?
Yeah, that's where
ironic, ain't it?
But right. But the important thing to remember, Gladys, is that we have that one piece that still has Robin's face on it right here.
Well, Don can't put that on his desk at his house and put
but
his
Don can keep it in the studio.
Well.
Just not the same, Gladys.
And it's got
I will
a,
find another one.
Oh, good. Send it right along.
And I will send it registered where only Mike can even sign. Don
and
can sign.
Find me a cardiologist. Broken heart syndrome.
I'm sorry.
I know you are.
Not like what I have. I have Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, you're.
There you go again, laughing at the jolly prince.
Who doesn't care about things.
As he mows down your friends and their feelings. That's all right.
No,
laugh at the happy clown with the guns
know,
in his hands. Laugh at him. He's like, you know what he's like? You're like Scarface now. Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
Have you ever seen Scarface, the movie, Gladys?
No, not all of it. But
you should watch the part where Al Pacino comes in.
I know. He
and
says.
That's what Mike did.
You've seen
glass.
The edited part.
I believe it.
Uh-huh.
Because
My name is Antonio Montana. Now the leg, eh?
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, Gladys. Happy weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Safe home.
If only I had your magic touch with the ladies, Mike.
It's just something I can't control.
She loves you.
I know she does.
Remarkable.
I've changed my feelings about her, too.
I could draw a graph of that last phone call and put it in USA Today with all the colors and the people and who they like.
Yep.
And she still thinks you accidentally broke it.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself
right
now.
You are so clumsy.
You are such the golden boy.
I am.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Touched by the hand of God.
Charm life.
Hello.
Hello, guys. Love the show.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just wondering. I'm envisioning little your big race to be these little tricycles, like in Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, you mean the scooter race?
And you got to chug a beer after every
the
round.
The scooter races, which are 90% done.
Wow,
really?
Yeah, okay. 90%. 90% ago.
Well, it's a Mike O'Mara Broken Hearts Club production. So
that's a Mike O'Mara Broken Hearts Club production.
We're counting on you, Mike.
Rob, things going swimmingly, right?
Hello, right. Don and Mike Show. You've already outsourced it.
Yes.
You've totally delegated it to him.
I really didn't even have to. He just assumed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I've worked I just wanted to tell you the truth about yesterday about Gladys' daughter with the fatty tumor.
The fatty tumor.
Yeah, getting it removed. She's actually giving birth.
Oh, is that code for giving birth?
Yes.
From her
that's
arm.
The way they say it in Kansas. If a woman's with child out of wedlock.
Or maybe it's like the olden days. Maybe they were going to go do the old, you know.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Well,
it's just, it takes on a little more sinister quality if they were going to do that. Because she did say we were going to have a fatty tumor removed.
Yeah, now.
Surgically.
Well, Gladys would do that herself.
Oh, that's from her old midwifing days.
Get in the tub,
dear. Get in the tub, dear. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Robbie,
is that what you're looking for, Michael? A fodder?
Is that the second day in a row somebody's made that joke?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that you immediately knew if you were going to do that, you would put the gal in the bathtub?
Well, where else would you do it?
Well, I don't know. A living room floor?
No.
That's that deep recess of his brain. That's the really ugly part.
It's not that deep.
I just had a vision. I had a vision of Gladys and her fat daughter and a tub with feet. I don't know. I can't explain it.
An old claw tub?
Yeah.
One of the old kinds?
Get in the tub, dear.
An antique bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And then so what, she would assume the position, and it's what? It's Gladys with a big wire hanger?
Oh, I'm sure she has something more appropriate than that because she's done it before. She probably has some sort of tool that she bought at, like, Lecter's.
Michael's.
Where's your abortion section? Is it near scrapbooking?
The craft place.
Yeah, the craft place.
Okay, now here's what
you know. I'm sure she lives at that store.
Hobby Lobby. Probably.
She might work there.
Yep, she's a craft store. I hate the craft store more than any place.
I do too.
I hate them. Hate them. Hate them. Hate them.
There's one thing worse than a craft store.
What?
People that work at a craft store.
I know, they are terrible.
Craft stores are good if you're a Sharpie addict.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Sharpie addict.
If you have one thing, you can go in, you can hit and run, and you don't have to dwell. But if you roll in and you happen to be with your significant other and you roll in there and you have to linger, oh, my God, it's tough.
Scrapbooking?
You know, just fake flowers.
Oh.
Love them.
Fake everything. It's just this artificial world women.
What did I say? Mike O'Mara. See what I meant?
Uh-huh.
Possessions, things.
Meaningless.
Can I tell you something? Every day, I don't mean to boast, in my house every day,
yes.
I put fresh flowers in every room of
in a vase.
In a vase, yep. In every room, just to brighten it up. You, on the other hand.
Absolutely not.
Fake flowers.
Wax fruit.
Hey, I'm lucky if I wipe any hairs off the seat.
True.
You know?
You know, my sister-in-law Judy is really into all that wax fruit stuff.
Oh, that stuff is...
I told you that.
Just not good.
It's like semi-retarded when you walk into her house.
Oh, but not just that, but doesn't she do like all fake food, like fake turkeys and stuff?
Yeah. You go into her house.
I remember.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get fooled if she was having a dinner party or something.
Because it would look so real.
You walk over and go, wow, that looks like the best dip or cracker. That looks like the best piece of cheese.
That's expensive stuff.
That has a chunk cut out of it I've ever seen before.
Oh, it's art.
One step further, didn't you somehow get sucked into going to a convention in Ocean City for that
fake
food?
I did, my friend. Went to a convention where we bought fake cupcakes. We bought fake eggs and bacon. And I found out that there was this whole cottage industry of people who like putting fake food in their house to make it look like a model house.
And the restaurant stuff is very expensive, you know.
Like for your dessert tray.
For a dessert tray. Sure. Very, very, and it, you know, there are various degrees of it, too.
But I've
this
never...
is more of a, like, a craft collector type thing, right?
Well, it's like, I know with my sister-in-law, it's a decorating thing.
Yeah.
I, I never really have gotten it and have never really had the balls to come right out and ask about it because it makes her happy. And to her, it seems normal that when you walk in, it looks like there's a hunk of cheese that's had a wedge cut out of it. And there's two glasses of wine.
It's to give the home that sort of good housekeeping look without the smell.
That's it. And
you can play catch with the turkey.
She got the big fake pies, I think, maybe.
All kinds of stuff.
You could do a whole table setting that's got a roasted turkey on it that's made out of, you know, paper mache for the holidays.
What I remember when we were in New York when they would bring around the dessert tray is that desserts were fake, but to make the whipped cream look more appealing, they used Crisco.
Yep.
And I asked once if I could taste it. He said, I wouldn't advise it. That's Crisco.
And in TV commercials for food, they do all sorts of different stuff.
Oh, horrible things. Oh, yeah.
Have really you ever seen one of those things on the Discovery Channel where they show, like with a burger, how many times they have to go back and put toothpicks in it and spray crap on it.
Right, yeah, right. Just to make it look juicy and real.
Yeah, and then when they show it from the rear, they go like, here's the commercial with the hamburger. Here's what you see on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's almost akin to going backstage when you see the other side that's not been treated for TV.
It's a phenomenally expensive process. If you want to see food that is on a TV commercial that doesn't look good, it's usually for like those places down in Ocean City where you see the real food where they don't have the budget to make the things glisten and look just, and it's usually used with all sorts of chemicals.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a show I was watching today on TLC. This channel is great if you just have 15 minutes and you tune into the middle of something that's like, how do they do that?
Yeah. Okay.
And I go, all right, I can spend 15 minutes here. It was about retread tires.
Okay.
Now it seems to me, after watching this, that there would be no way to make money at this because the time that you need to invest in taking a tire that has the tread worn off to buffer off all of that stuff.
And then to melt the new tire onto it.
To put it into a mold for like an hour and a half per tire.
Right.
It seems like you're taking like 5 or 6 hours of actual manpower for one tire.
The only profitability in that is that you get the other tire usually for free. There is no cost involved with the old tire. Old tires are thrown in junkyards.
Understand that. And they said that you sell a retread for like 30 to 50% off.
Right.
Still, even if that, if you're selling a tire, let's say for the retail on a tire is what? For one tire.
Oh, my God. It's vastly different. Anywhere from like $50 up to $500.
Right, well, let's say 100.
One or 200.
Let's say it's 100 bucks for a tire. Sure. So you're selling a retread tire.
I only put 100 miles on each one of my tires.
So you're selling a retread tire for half the price,
right?
But it's taken you 2 days to make one tire.
Yes.
Or to make the amount of tires. I'm sure there must be someone out there that works in this business.
If you do it on a large scale, though, it would probably be very profitable.
Sure.
But weren't retreads really the thing to do when there was rubber shortages?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that now it's not probably as practical.
Well, what you're talking about with a tire is you're talking about, you know, the sidewall, which in many cases is absolutely untouched, is undamaged, nothing to it. So you just put the new tread on it.
This was a modern show. It was on the high def channel, and it was guys, current times, just it seemed to be going way back in time.
Yeah.
To do this incredibly tedious process.
I bet there's money in it.
Yeah, I don't hear about it around here because Carrie just got new tires for the truck, and I know if there was a way she could have saved $30, she would have done it.
I mean, you know, it's not common practice because if it was, you wouldn't have people buying new cars, new tires. You'd have them buying retreads all the time.
Like Al Gore does.
And did you used to hear about retreads more than you do now?
Yeah, we give you, you know, we've got these tires here, or you could buy some retreads. You could actually buy the retreads that are for sale.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, Don, your sister-in-law's got fake turkeys. Does she also have large fake melons?
No, I'll tell you something about Judy. Uh-huh. Those are real.
Yeah, baby.
No wax.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my heroes.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, I remember one time for one of my brothers, it was his birthday, and we took a whole stack of paper plates, right, turned them upside down and smeared the icing all over it, and then put the candles in, and when he went to cut it, of course, because it was paper plates, he couldn't cut through it. So it was kind of like funny, you know?
Are you talking about using a fake?
He made a fake birthday. I guess it's like fake food in a way, but it's not decorative as much as a horrible, cruel stunt.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, Mike, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yes, go ahead. Fire away, sir.
Yes, buddy.
Hey, what was made for the Yankees but will be worn by the Red Sox this year?
This sounds like a joke to me, Mike. hey, buddy, what was made for the Yankees?
It sounds like potential arrogant Yankee joke, too.
No, no, not at all.
What was made for the Yankees but will be worn by the Red Sox?
Yep, a real series championship ring, baby.
Well, it's too stupid to even make up.
Yeah.
Huh?
First of all, the premise that it's made for the Yankees is, that's not a boost for the Red Sox at all.
Wow.
Hello, Donna Mike.
And then turn your radio off.
Go listen to yourself now.
Doesn't make sense.
Be proud.
Really, and if you're going to do made for, it's got to be strong enough for a man.
But made for a woman.
That's the slogan.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
And I also like the slogan for Mary Carey videos. Right. And that is, no condoms, all real breasts.
All naked sex.
All naked sex.
And total porn satisfaction.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Radio thing. Hi.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
Word of the day.
Hey, I think it's time we retread Kelly Ripa.
Might be time to change her tires.
We could dive into those tapes at some point today.
I'd love to hear that.
We only heard a little bit of her.
Shocking.
So, Kathy Lee.
Swimming in Lake Me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
You know me?
Soundboard guy?
Bad soundboard.
Or just a hit and run guy?
That was very strange. There was music behind.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you're talking about the retread tires and all that.
Yeah.
Most of the ones that those are done for is for the trucking industry.
All right, but again, how do you make money on that?
A lot of them, you can, from a lot of the truck tires and that run usually about $500 to $600 a piece, and right. You can buy, you can get the retreads for about three, I think it's about 300.
All right, but
boy,
but,
so it is. I mean, at those prices, that is worth it.
It's a very lucrative market for the trucking industry.
You know, now that I think of it, yeah, I'm sure truckers use retread tires based on the rubber on the road. I think there's right. probably nobody that drives any amount of miles where you haven't seen the exploding tire on an 18-wheeler.
Well, then what is the profit margin? Because it seemed to me in this thing I saw on Discovery or whatever the channel was, that it was incredibly slow and tedious per tire to go through this process. I mean, it's not something that can be done via automation. They were showing it was guys. It was guys that were putting glue on, and then they're wrapping the new treads around, and then they're putting it in a machine.
And that's not all that's, I mean, it's not all that guaranteed a product
that
either.
That compresses it, right?
Mm-hmm. So, they tend to be a very unreliable. I've had one. I drive a truck for a living. I've had a retread blow out on the back of the truck. And
hurling plastic into the lane of an oncoming car. Just another reason why we should get all of our goods and services delivered by air, rail, and water.
Mike, let me just say, if you're enjoying it, you got it from a truck.
I've heard that slogan before. And I've also said it before, Mike. Did you ever see, was it the CSI where the kid's in the little mini bike and he's driving? Not a mini bike, he's in a go-kart and they're having a race and they had to do a CSI thing where to prove that he was indeed decapitated by the rubber from an exploding tire.
Yeah, right.
Wow. So be careful with that. I bet it was a retread.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to speak to Don and Mike. This is Andy Kaufman.
All right, stay dead. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Didn't sound like Andy.
Hello?
Can I talk to Don?
Yeah, I'm here, Beavis, and so is my best buddy Mike, butthead.
Hello.
It was Jack.
Timely.
Timeless is what I'd like to say, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Timeless? Okay. Yeah,
are you calling for one of the off boys?
Like Jack off.
Yeah, one of the off boys. Timeless.
Incredible. How many years are we, just to be accurate, how many years would we be talking about?
Like 20?
I mean, is it 20 years ago that we had Beavis and Butthead?
Hello, Don at Mike's show.
15.
I exaggerate.
Butthead.
Hi, Don. You said tire retread. That's the BG Products word of the day. This is Pat Goss, and you've won a BG prize pack.
Get out of here.
Tire
retard. If you're going to do Pat Goss, you have to say it like that.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Radio show.
Hey, how's it going today?
Talk show, chat show, guy talk, booze, broads, beer, boobs.
Excellent.
Yes, hi, what's up?
Hey, my brother-in-law used to own a company in Florida that made retread tires for the trucking industry. Uh-huh. And what they were showing on that How's It Made show is the process. But he had machines, and the only time guys were actually involved in the process was when they moved them from, like, one of the processing stations to another. So there's very little human interaction.
And lucrative, and pretty lucrative?
Oh, yeah, big money. Because, like the guy was saying before, it was all for the trucking industry, and a brand-new set of 18 wheels on a truck is several thousands of dollars. So
all right. I think we've established it. It's for the trucking industry.
Here's a comforting thought. They also use it not only on trucks and buses, but also airplane tires are frequently retreaded, even today. And a tire can be retreaded up to 10 times.
Really?
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Yes, go Sox.
Thank you. Go Sox. More reason to be really comfortable about flying.
Hi, sure. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mike O'Mara, please?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I sell retread motorcycle tires, and I want to know if Mike was there. Can I speak to him?
Yeah, I'm right here. I said, yes, go ahead, sir. I'd love to buy a set of retread motorcycle tires.
You buy one, I'll give you one for free.
Done.
But you got to do it now.
Call me in the office.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll put you on hold now.
Mike, he hung up.
And I on him, even though I didn't press the button.
He hung up.
He hung up or something.
Hello, Don and Mike show. He come down with something.
Hey, I'm drunk.
Real unexpected. You're drunk?
I'm drunk off my ass.
Wow, it's the middle of the day, practically.
Well, now it's a Friday.
Yeah, well, where are you calling from, my friend?
Reno, Nevada.
Hey, it really is the middle of the day.
Noon 45.
There you go. I love this town. I love everything about it, but that stupid
was there a freaking
fire,
there that we heard?
It, I think was, it was freaking. He
it
said
was freaking.
Uh-huh. He said, I freaking love this town.
Well, I'm watching my P's and Q's.
I know you're watching your P's and Q's. Sound like Joe there for a minute.
What's your beverage of the day?
Oh, dude, everything you got, man.
No, right. really, what are you drinking today?
List them.
No, seriously, it's an Ice House beer, and I just woke up at this beautiful casino called the Grand Sierra, I guess. I don't know. And it's fun. It's fun.
Just beer.
Where are you calling us from? Are you in the hotel?
Are you in your room?
No, I had to leave, man.
Why?
It's 11 o'clock checkout.
Oh. You know, you can tell he's drunk because he answers questions like a drunk does.
Hey, I love you, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
weigh in on the issues of the day. How do you feel about Mike destroying my birthday gift from Gladys?
Mike, you're a dick.
All right, okay, thank you.
How do you feel about fake fruit?
It's okay.
And retread tires.
I think you guys are great. Hey,
how about that?
I'm your biggest fan.
See, that is the tell of the drunk. You ask him a direct question, he gives you a totally different answer.
How about the Bosox?
Got that right, Mike?
Yes, sir. How drunk are you?
Pretty drunk, man.
Strong beer.
All right, my friend, we'll get on a public bus. Take public transportation, please. And
I love you guys.
Because I'm sure you're not just going to get right into your Oldsmobile and drive head-on into
traffic.
Wait,
let me drink my beer and burp.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, that was weak.
Very weak.
Will you be heading to any other casinos?
No. I wasn't lucky last night.
Where are you going next?
Nowhere.
Uh-huh. Staying at home?
I got a great view of this great valley in Reno.
Now, hold on. You're in Reno. Do you live in Reno?
Yeah, of course.
And so you
I was born in Reno.
What did you do? Stay in a hotel last night?
Yeah. And I tried to get some hookers.
Some hookers?
Uh-huh. Well, how do you screw that up? That's Reno. You can get them everywhere.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Really? What'd you do? Call one of the services?
Actually, my friend did. Yeah.
And what happened?
But It didn't work out.
Why is that? Is that because Mr. Somebody something went sleepy by?
Well,
were you serving soft serve last night?
You have a trouble.
Let's just say it was soft serve. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you had a problem.
Oh, Mike,
you were so drunk you couldn't get it up last night.
No, it wasn't soft serve that way.
Well, then what was the problem? How come you weren't able to find your companionship?
You know what? I think money comes into play.
It was a financial issue.
Yeah, well, not necessarily, though. It turned out that way. Like,
what, did you meet a hooker and then you didn't think she was a hooker?
You didn't have enough dough? What is it?
Buzz, you can't be impatient with a tree.
You said the F-bomb there. You didn't say
freaking. You can't use that word.
Well, I didn't use a word.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did. I heard it. Use the F-word.
Yes.
I really thought he said city.
I thought he said city. Well, that was the end of his visit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He'll be fine.
Aren't Fridays really the best day to come in and do this show? I swear to Christ. America at crisis point right now.
Every Friday.
Hello. The new Thursday. And don't forget, it wasn't one of the first calls some third world bomber that wanted to dress like Jesus Christ?
Absolutely.
What the hell's going on
here? We had to say goodbye to him, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers, I've listening to you for a while, and yesterday I was driving home with my wife, and we saw a red ribbon that said support farting. Now, me personally, I thought that was funny. She thought it was the most repulsive thing in the whole world. So I'm trying to get your opinion. What do you think about it?
Where was this red ribbon?
The red ribbon was on the back of someone's vehicle, and it just said support farting. And I thought it was funny. And it's like, anybody with any intelligence, it's so mature and stupid. I said, yeah, it may be immature, but it's funny.
Can I tell you something? I feel like Forrest Gump. I wish I had thought of that idea.
And I have to jump in with my opposition. I think that's that kind of language doesn't belong on the back of an automobile.
No. All right, guys, have a good weekend.
All right.
Glad he was satisfied.
Bye-bye.
On Crisis Friday.
Do you people out there really have lives that are as pathetic as they appear when we are here taking your telephone calls?
They're calling with their interesting anecdotes.
I mean, I understand there, but for the grace of God go I. Mm-hmm. But really, my God.
I've got a new slogan for us. Don and Mike, the antidote for your anecdote.
And why did you break my gift?
I'm sorry. I didn't know it would put you in a tizzy. I really thought you were signaling me with your eyes that it was A-OK to break it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have broken it.
No, I wasn't.
Very, very sorry. I'll try to replace it this weekend. Hi, Gladys.
Hi, Gladys.
Don't make me get upset, Mike.
I know. Signals.
I don't know what's so funny. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not funny. You should have said what Bill Clinton said to the hecklers. How dare you? Don just wrote me a note. I agree. The supreme.
Come on. I should have business cards printed with this. Yeah. This word gets tossed around so much.
Put that on a bumper
sticker.
I should
be like Jim Rockford and drive around with that little machine in my car that makes business cards that would just say this.
Now, that would make a nice red ribbon on the back of a car.
I'm going to do a little visual for you right here, but wouldn't this be a fun business card? Like if you're out and about and you actually see somebody and you have your information on the business card with all the numbers and everything, and then maybe in tiny little letters on the back.
Mm-hmm. On the back
really,
of the card.
Really, really. You know, say, well, that's great. Well, listen, I'll give you, here's my card. And if you ever need that, and if somebody's being nasty to you, and there it is. And it's all fiction, of course. It's all a fake business card.
Get that right out to Spencer Gifts.
Oh, that's great for the holiday season.
I like mine better,
mm-hmm.
frankly.
Just like in big letters. So they, once you handed it to them, they'd see it.
Like playing Uno.
So simple, really.
It's like, you lay down that one card that did Uno, it says it all.
Here you go.
It's like the Yahtzee.
Listen, I got to run. Take this. Here's my card. And then just walk out, and it's got it right there in gothic lettering.
Or red, or big red.
Red gothic.
You're right. You could do a combination, a nice font.
It's mm-hmm. called Silly and Braille.
If you were at an upscale event, you could do it like with the ye olde type writing like they do on wedding invitations.
I'll tell you, both ideas are fantastic. That'd be so much fun. What guy, if you found the right website.
Well, listen, you have to find the right guy because
you do.
That would be worthy, seriously, of someone winning a prize.
Right.
If you got video of a guy seriously going in a bar and handing that out like as his business card.
Yeah. Only after some conversation, though.
Only after he decides that it's the impossible quest.
Right.
Or you get shut down.
And you know, you could use the A word, the AH word for guys. You could do that. You know, you could do the A-hole thing.
Perfect.
And it would be like if you're talking to a guy who's really just obnoxious as all hell. He said, "Well, listen, it's been interesting talking with you. Here's my card." And then on the very, you know, he looks at it and then he turns it over and he sees that message.
So you like the turnover. I like the better just.
You like the direct approach. Card. But the direct approach, he would catch you before you left.
Here's my business card. Right. That's why I'd love to see it.
Right.
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
See their reaction.
I would just love to see it. Like on a hidden camera show.
Right.
Like a Tom Bergeron thing.
Tom Bergeron, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a C-word card before I leave your company. I'm dancing with the stars.
Okay. That's a good idea. Let's put that down in our good idea file.
Let's do it.
Moneymaker.
Because things happen on Fridays on the Don and Mike Show.
Crisis Friday.
Like the entire first break. My God. Who's the producer? That's right. Nobody. That's why we didn't play our commercials on time. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
What the bleep happened here?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
News for you, Wendy Rieger from Channel 4.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying, and I get out and I think, F you. And I pick up the phone and I make that call that I've been putting off. And next thing you know, I'm up another level.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Wendy.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
If you say so.
Hey, baby.
That's on the front page of our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on the icon of News Babe, Wendy Rieger from Channel 4. And you got to go about 4 minutes into whatever this infomercial is that she's
doing.
Kind of
a self-help tape that you're looking at a guy hawking a self-help video or something like that.
Right. Anyway, that's who she is. Boy, she got a mouth on her. You really got to watch.
And she's the first one. I mean, it just cruises along with everybody giving these little testimonials like Carlos Santana. And then all of a sudden you get Wendy Rieger and bam.
And right before her, there's a pretty, I wouldn't say famous, but a well-known character actor. If you see the guy's face.
Needle-nose.
A bald guy. Yeah, right. Oh, you know who he is? He's the guy from Ned?
Ned Ryerson.
Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day.
Needle-nose Ned Ryerson.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Phil.
That's what I was trying to think of. Phil. Right. That
am
whole
right?
thing.
Or am I right? Am
so
I
he's
right?
So he's sitting in his backyard in this little documentary, and he's sitting in a chair. He's talking about the ups and downs of being an actor.
It's all about like the power of positive thinking, and then you get to Wendy.
And when Wendy Rieger from Channel 4 gets her little 20 seconds on this motivational tape,
right?
I mean, you can say the F word. And you can say it like you mean it, and then you can say it like it is the most important word in the world.
She does that.
It's kind of sexy, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah. I really wish we could play you the unbleeped version.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
She does such justice to the F word.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying, and I get out and I think, F you. And I pick up the phone, and I make that call that I've been putting off. And next thing you know, I'm up another level.
Tough girl.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Oh, that mouth. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Danny.
All right, bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm going to name off some movies, and I want you to tell me if you could guess who the star was in the video. Backstreet.
Wait, hold on a second.
Already confused him.
Yeah, you've confused us with that whole thing. What do you mean the star? Movies and then you videos. Say video. What are you talking about?
Gay videos. And I'm going to name the title, and you tell me who the star was in each of these films.
Gay videos?
Yes.
Well, we are not really.
But he's prominent. He is now prominent in heterosexual films.
Are these Peter North films?
You win.
Yeah. Wait, you're just trying to bust us on the fact that Peter North does gay porno? We've known that.
We knew that. We're fans.
We knew that.
Peter North. Oh, my.
Yes, we're fans of his gay work.
His entire body of work.
We have them.
His body of his ass work.
What he does, his special trick, you can do it in a gay porno. You can do it in a straight porno.
Absolutely.
Do you know his gay name?
No, I don't.
Matt Ramsey. Do you know his real name?
No, I don't. You know, for someone who came to this whole thing like you're going to try to back us into a corner about Peter North making gay pornos, you sure do know a lot about Peter North.
You know more than we do.
I've got Google right up in front of me.
You know more than we do.
And gay pornos. Don't tell us you've got the Wikipedia or whatever in front of you.
You're the one that decided to use the search engine.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And why? Have you thought about that?
Curious.
I don't need to think about it. I did it because I thought Don and Mike talk a lot about Peter North.
Oh, don't palm it off on us. Don't palm it off. See, you know, we talk about Peter North every day, but then again.
And that's why I listen to you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, then we're fine.
There's any breaking news.
it's no big shock that he does gay porno. We're down.
It shocked me. I didn't know he did it originally.
Down with that.
Well, what was his real name?
Al Brown, and it still is his real name, Al Brown.
Al Brown.
I wonder if that's on his website where we all went to make Mike's birthday cards this year.
Peter North.
See you later.
I remember from his website he likes Italian food.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Al Brown.
Hello. Al Fresco. Al Qaeda.
Albert Brown.
Well, Albina.
If Peter North is
Albino.
His...
Albania.
If Peter North is his hetero name for films,
right,
and Al Brown is his real name, why did he have to change his name for his homo films?
Marketing.
Thank you, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Matt Ramsey.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi there.
Hello. Why don't you send Wendy Rieger a box of those business cards you were talking about, Don?
Oh, no, you know.
Oh, no.
Here's the incredible double standard for women in business. Really true. You should go watch The Devil Wears Prada sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tough for a lady to make it in a man's world. I admire Wendy Rieger for the fact that she talks like that and acts like that. If it was a guy doing that, we'd all be going, hey, he's a pretty great guy, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And she's tough, and it comes across. Yeah. Even with that little bitty tape,
we do like that.
Like, what if it was Grady? What if it was, I'll use his TV name, Jim Vance.
Jim Vance.
What if it was Jim Vance with his bad dentures and his one hippie earring sitting in front of a camera going,
if there's a time, I went in the bathroom and they cried. And I said, F you!
Yeah, all you'd say was, hey, cool guy.
Right.
That's a cool, tough guy.
No, Wendy Rieger does not get a C card for that. No.
And I believe Wendy Rieger would be, would be telling the truth when she probably has that attitude that has gotten her along in television, you know, where she hasn't been a wallflower. She speaks her mind, and it's very sexy.
I think they should really pull this out when they're doing all those feel-good promos about, you know, news for the news team that cares. Here's your news team in the community.
I'll go a step further. You put her on the Wednesday's Child feature. You take Babs Harrison out of that, and you lead into that. You know, with it would get everybody's audience, everybody's attention.
Do you really want this woman holding adopted kids up for adoption on TV? Yes,
we get people's attention more.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, "F you."
Give the kid a home.
Home.
I like that.
Do it now.
Hi there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, soundboard guy. Hi there.
My name's Norman Bates.
Hey, Norman Bates. All right, this is a new soundboard guy. How you doing?
I own a motel.
Or is this
far from here? And you'd be welcome to spend the night in one of the empty rooms if you'd like.
Is this the Fred Rogers guy?
No.
No, it's not the Fred Rogers guy.
Oh, it's not. Okay. All right. So you want us to spend a night? You want us to spend a night in the motel?
Yeah.
Hey, is your mother around by any chance? Could we hear your mother?
I want my mother back.
You know what? I'm going to just throw him a curveball just to make sure.
Yeah.
I sure am hungry. You got anything to eat?
I was just making some popcorn.
Oh, it is him.
Thought it was
good idea.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
And Mike, and Buzz, and Rob, and to some extent, Joe.
Don, what's your Halloween costume?
Yeah, Don. What's your costume this year?
Peter North?
I'm going as a Peter North leftover.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I'm going as a dollop. Some people might think that I'm a white chocolate Hershey Kiss.
A dollop, really? Of what?
A dollop. Well, you see, you have the little armholes cut out.
Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Can I say hi to my friend Gabe?
Hold on a second. Is this the same drunk guy from Reno calling back?
Yeah.
No, not
twice. Hey, you know what I'm going as?
What?
I'm going as a motorcycle gang member, a real biker. But you know the reason I'm doing that, I got all the stuff like that I look ridiculous in that I don't wear anymore, the do-rags and the leather vest and all that type of stuff. But what Carla and I got on the internet was the
internet.
Was the I didn't want to do the fake tattoos that you stencil on,
right?
But you have to have the tattoo look. And on this website, we found sleeves. You know how somebody has a sleeve of tattoos?
Oh, I've seen guys who
No idea whether it's going to look good or not, but I'm going to put those on.
I've seen them. They look not bad.
Really? They're almost passable?
They look not bad.
Good. Well, that's all I need.
Yeah, that's passable.
It's not bad. It's fine for a Halloween costume.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, what's happening?
Hey, I thought Peter North's gay porn name was Peter Brown.
Well, his real name, that guy said, was Al Brown.
Peter Brown.
And about Halloween costumes. Hold on. Goodbye.
Bye.
A wonderful weekend. here are the five last-minute costume ideas, and these are maybe the jivest costumes ever.
Okay.
Right. I pray that you don't do this for your kids. Thank you, Robbie. Let me see. You have Spam Monster. This is from Parenting Magazine, incidentally, an article with Kelly Ripa on the cover.
Wow. Yes. Spam Monster, what the hell is that?
And what they do is they give you ideas on how you can make costumes for your kids. They don't cost anything.
Oh, they're homemade costumes. Yes.
So these are their best. They call them the best. I think, seriously, they're the worst.
All right.
Spam Monster.
What's that one?
Yeah.
Well, you print out a bunch of spam emails, and you tape them all over the child's body. When you're finished typing in the messages, print out one page with the word inbox in bold letters and tape it to the child's forehead.
Oh, that's horrible.
That is bad.
How could you send your child out like that?
Well, here's another one for you.
God, that sucks.
And these are the ones that made the article as being the best ideas of the year.
Spam Monster, where's the scotch tape?
Now, I pray that it doesn't rain for the kid that goes out in the mummy costume that mommy has made out of toilet paper.
Oh, cheap. Oh, cheap.
Why use actual gauze?
Right.
Gauze is expensive.
Wrap your boy or girl in toilet paper. Make sure you put baby powder over the toilet paper to finish it off.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Go to another one in case it rains.
God. What a terrible thing to do to your child.
Then there are two more. Let me see. This one is really, really dumb. Bag of jelly beans. Blow up multicolored balloons about twice the size of your fist. The smaller, the better. Take a large, clear trash bag and cut holes for your child's arms and legs. When he's ready to leave, he steps in the bag and you fill it with balloons.
Wow.
The child is a bag of jelly beans.
No good. Oh, those are three in a row.
But here's the worst one from Parents.
Sucky, suck, suck, suck.
Parenting Magazine. Clark Kent. This is their number one go-to. Yeah. All you really need for this one is a white button-down shirt, a boring tie, a blazer, a blue T-shirt, hair gel, and thick frame black plastic glasses.
What about the Superman logo?
Yeah.
Mike, you're on a budget. All you have is a blue T-shirt.
So it's the blue T-shirt like from the Adam's apple area up, so you're not going to be able to see the logo.
Let me see. You need a white button-down shirt.
That's terrible. That's teasing your child.
A boring tie without a pattern. A blue T-shirt to wear underneath.
Not fair.
And thick-framed glass and gel. There
not good.
I wish you an awful Halloween if you have to dress like that.
I like yours. Yours is much more creative, going as a dollop.
Yes, I'm going to be the gift of life.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to be at every door. I am going to be explaining where babies come from.
The gift of life.
Because really, it was either going to be, I was either going to be the Kool-Aid guy.
Right.
Or I was going to be a Hershey's Kiss.
Yes, and now it all came together,
and
so
I saw,
to speak.
I saw the white Hershey's Kiss, and I thought, well, beautiful.
Right.
I mean, mm-hmm. All I got to do is take off the M&M and just... and figure out what the initials are that I want on there.
Then you can come up with a clever name for it. Seed, the life giver.
I was thinking about calling myself Spermy the Ghost.
Spermy the Ghost would really be much clearer. Yeah. I'm Spermy the Ghost. But actually, the dollop works also. Uh-huh. I'm the dollop.
My name is Dollop. Dollop Gag. A Dollop Gack.
Hey, you know, speaking of the same thing, we've been... at the costume
Gack, Spunk.
We've been to the ones where the guys are dressed up as the condom. You've
yes.
seen those.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Where they're the thing. And I always laugh at that.
Do you remember we had the guy who came in dressed as a penis one year and had some apparatus that added moisture?
Big laughs.
Yeah, it was sure. a huge win.
Big laughs all around.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going great.
Hey, I could do one even better on that. When I was a kid, my parents were so friggin' cheap. My mom, one year I went as Garfield, she put me in an orange sweatshirt, and then she used her black mascara to paint on whiskers on my face.
That is not good.
That is cheap.
Not that convincing.
You know, is it cheap as much as last minute?
Hello, Donna, my show.
Yeah, afterthought.
You know, that's last minute.
Right.
These ideas are all cheap. Mm-hmm. Imagine the poor kid that has to go out as the package of gumballs.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper mummy is the one that gets me. Mm-hmm. You know, that lasts about two houses.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Yeah.
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 What's happening? Hello?
Yes.
What?
Others would have hung up. We persevere.
I got to hear the who-he.
You know why? Because we're perseverers.
Who-he.
We don't quit. We stay until
who-he.
The job is done.
Am I on?
Not anymore.
We refuse to be influenced by terrorists.
Stain.
We will not play. The line's still open, I believe.
Is it open?
What are your demands for hearing the who-he tape?
No, he's.
I think he's gone.
He's gone into the hereafter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. When Don goes as a dollop, he should
can't say that.
Hey, you know something?
I'm going to delete that out.
No, what? I had a dream last night.
You know, it's again part of the incredible censorship.
Yes, that's much better.
I was talking with someone today, somebody in the radio business, about how all of the things. It just made me think of this. Coming up with a list, really, of how the show has changed as far as restrictions go.
Right.
I mean, beyond content, 10 years ago, if something caught our fancy, we'd just pick up the phone and call somebody.
Right.
I mean, that was a lot of what we used to do.
A big change.
Well, the FCC cut down on that. Mm-hmm. Then the FCC cut down on
right.
what we can say. And, I mean, you can't even say that you had a dream and that you opened the window and it was wet outside. You can't say that in a certain combination.
Exactly.
Without getting into trouble.
Right.
Which is why I want to desperately keep the rumor going that the station's going to change to light rock.
It's a very, very strong possibility.
It'll be safer.
It's going to be good light rock, though. It's not going to be like all the light rock you've heard before. It's going to be new light rock.
106.
But I think of really the positioning, and if I'm going with what the company's done when they flipped other stations with guys that talk
right.
and they changed the format, it would be like 106.7. Where the light's always on.
Right.
Try that one, Buzz.
106.7, where the light's always on.
Okay. Diddle, 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 ding, diddle, ding, ding, diddle, ding, ding,
hold on, one more time. One more time. I got it. Here we go. Buzz, go.
106.7, where the light's always on. It's going to be like that.
This will be a hard rocking. Light rock.
I just want to say this is too hard for the new format.
Yeah, you're right.
Nope. Too upbeat. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I got it. I get the next cut. Here we go. Again, please, Buzz.
106.7, where the light's always on.
Perfect.
Top of the hour, every hour.
Mm-hmm. Hello. I'm Glenn Hollis.
Hi, Glenn.
Here's a love song for you.
Love on the rocks.
I like rape.
Ain't no surprise.
They will, but I did you heard the rumor about the call letter change too, right?
What's that?
Well, it's going to tie into the whole nation's capital thing. WUSS.
Wuss.
WUSS. Wuss. You've turned on the wuss.
Wuss. Now do we have a tape of this guy Channing Crowder?
Oh, this is a great story.
The Miami Dolphins linebacker. Mike, I'm sure you've heard about this. In case anybody hasn't,
mm-hmm.
They asked the Dolphins are playing this game against the Giants in London on Sunday.
London, Wembley Stadium in London, England.
So at first this football player for the Dolphins, thought he was going to need a translator. And then someone said to him that they speak English. Mm-hmm. And now, this guy was not goofing around. I want to get the quote exactly.
It's a translator?
Mm-hmm. Quote, I couldn't find London on a map. If they didn't have the names of the countries, I swear to God, I don't know what nothing is. I know Italy looks like a boot.
He probably gets that from Italian restaurants.
I do know London Fletcher. We did a football camp together. That's the closest thing I know to London.
Nice that he's teaching kids.
Hold on. Here's the next one. He's black, so I'm sure he's not from London.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, you would have thought he'd see the Lennox Lewis fight at the very least.
Oh, that's great.
A Miami Herald reporter said, hey, this guy's not making this stuff up.
He said, really is that dumb.
Channing Crowder wrestles wild boar in his spare time.
That's good. Hey, perfect for a football player.
Sure.
I think the guy that confirmed the story is that guy Dan Levitard, who's on PTI every once in a
while.
What is
your, it sounds like a jive sports question, but seriously, I mean, what is your take on the whole international play? I mean, are they... it just seems weird to me in the middle of the season, if you're a purist, you would think going over there, any of the Giants I know are in the thick of it, the Miami Dolphins aren't.
Why would you ask me when Rob wants to lumber up to say something?
I had another question for you after you answered.
Why don't you let him answer mine first and then lumber back and then lumber back over.
All right.
That'll be worse.
So I'll be back.
Yeah, see you in a minute.
All right.
So as I was saying, Don.
Go ahead, Don.
Don't touch me. God, Don't touch me, for God's sake.
I'm a bit of a Giants fan, and I kind of feel weird that in the middle of their run, and they're having a good run finally.
It'll be good for them.
They're
playing a crappy team.
But, I mean, no, I don't think it doesn't seem fair because, I'm all about home field advantage.
My opinion is, well, first off,
it would have been in Miami?
It's an away game for the Giants anyway.
Okay, all right.
So Miami gave up the game. As I said the other day, not to get really super Jim Shorts on sports with you, this is the NFL cramming our game down Europeans' throats.
Right.
We had football in Europe, and they threw it back at us. Mm-hmm. They don't like football. We can have a game there once in a while, and it'll be a big deal. But Roger Goodell has aspirations that are just refrigandiculous.
Well, here's the other thing about it. I don't watch nearly the amount of football that you do. I know you watch a lot of it, but I do watch enough of it to know they weren't going out of their minds promoting this thing until just this week. This is when I really started to hear a lot about it. Well, it was not like, hey, we're going to London. Here's the first week of the season. We're going to London on this particular weekend. It's just all of a sudden it's there.
No, it's been out there.
Has it been out there a lot?
I promise you it
They're not trying to low-key it at all?
No, it has been out there. The only reason maybe that they're low-keying it is the fact that the Dolphins suck.
The Dolphins do suck.
The Dolphins suck so bad. I saw Goodell have a press conference about this where he was saying he could imagine eventually a team in Germany and you got a team in Mexico. It's like, you know, dude, you got a bunch of teams now that are barely hanging on. You're talking about moving the Buffalo Bills. You're talking about moving the New Orleans Saints. You know, one thing back and forth, America, Europe. We don't like their soccer. They don't like our football.
Fair enough.
They don't try to cram soccer down our throats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the NFL feels that we have to cram American football down Europe's throats.
Well, it's got to be a money issue. The bottom line is it's some sort of financial issue.
They want more.
They wouldn't do that if it wasn't a financial issue.
Do you think so?
I think I know so.
You know how I know?
How do you know?
I saw Robert Kraft on TV, and he was discussing that very economic platform.
But it's interesting that on this incredible roll that the Patriots are on, you don't see the Patriots in the middle of their season, which might be a little disruptive, flying over to a foreign country to play their football game in the middle of the season.
That's right. That's why it's good to be Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
What time is that game?
It's going to be at 1 o'clock.
They'll play it at like at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. in London.
6 p.m.
Was that what you were going to lumber up at the microphone
for? I wanted to know.
Well, that's a back-of-the-room comment. It's definitely not one of your, I'm going to stand up here at attention like a guard at Buckingham Palace in front of the microphone like you got something that you're going to say.
You would have tolerated him standing there yesterday if he had his Paul Tuttle mustache. Today, mm-hmm. he is clean-shaven.
And you know, sadly, there's not even a Hitler mustache with him today.
No, he didn't do anything.
Messed up.
You cut yourself, right?
I did. Oh. I bled out.
He bled out.
Blood came from every opening I had.
Blood. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
That was rude.
Very rude.
Well, now we can't go on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
About the vagina.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, before we move on to the wildfires and other things in the news,
yes.
Chronologically, here you go. Mike, you were just asking about the NFL and Roger Goodell.
Yes.
Listen to these tapes in order, and you'll find out, just follow your nose, if you'll pardon the pun, and you'll see the money. Now, first, here is Roger Goodell about the Giants playing this weekend.
Our goal is to translate America's obsession into the world's passion. Growth in the future clearly means expanding our presence in the global sports marketplace.
Okay. And then,
right.
Then they talk to Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones says, well, that's great, but I got a stadium to fill.
We couldn't do that and wouldn't do that. We just have too much commitment. We're building a new stadium, and so that just wouldn't work for us.
All right, so then he says it wouldn't work for us. Then you got Wayne Huizenga, who's the guy that owns the Dolphins, the schmuck who's got his team over there.
Right.
And they go to him and they say, hey, Jerry Jones says he would never bring his team overseas.
Okay. Well, see, Jerry may not have a choice, because when the NFL votes, he will have to go. And if we do what we're talking about doing, play two games a year outside of the U.S., that means every team will have to go.
Idiot. Well, that sounds nice.
Uh-huh. Idiot Millionaire Club. And then the last one, Bob Kraft. As I mentioned, Bob Kraft, I think he puts everything right as it should be. Bobby?
We realized in the end that to make this successful, we had to bring real games here. And that's, of course, what we're doing this weekend.
Thank you, Bob.
There you go.
Put us to sleep, Bob.
That would be, well, that's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's money.
That's pretty much all we got mm-hmm. for you.
One, two. Oh, one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Five, six, seven, eight,
nine,
ten.
12,
13.
Here we go.
14,
15. 16,
oh, no.
Perfect. Broadcasting from a zone of fecality, Don and Mike.
We've turned off the talk and turned on the light. The new Light 106.7.
I like rape.
I heard something on your light rock station that didn't appeal to me.
Format change. Something's in the wind, and it's not the Santa Ana winds either.
We'll be riding wild.
I just pass these rumors as I get them. Now let's go live via satellite to Sacramento, California.
Hello.
Where we're joined by...
Is the thing on?
Arnold.
Ah.
Governor Schwarzenegger.
How you doing? I'm smoking a victory cigar. How are you?
Well, now the fires are not completely put out, are they?
The thing is, with the fires, I've cured almost all of the fires that we have. We've got 9... that they're still burning, just a little bit of the burning.
What do you mean you've cured?
I've cured them, huh?
How did you cure the fire?
Oh, you don't understand. You're not going to give me the credit for that I deserve as the governor for curing the fires. You know, early in the week, the thing and stuff was that the fires were all over the state, mm-hmm. burning out of control. And then I said, I've got to step up. I said to Maria, I'll go to all the places where the fire and stuff is like burning the things, and I'll step in. And I spoke to the Santa Ana winds because I've got the power. I said, "Don't blow so hard,
Arnold,"
because I understand everything that the stuff with the fires now.
Explain the Santa Ana winds.
Yeah. Okay. The problem with the fires. mid the fires is that the winds and stuff would come, blow off the water or the mountains and things, and then they would come across the country, and because of the warm air that blows and the winds blow really badly. And then when No, you're wrong.
I don't
think
that's it.
I know this. Look, I've got the experts, okay?
Who are your experts?
I cured the fires, my fire people.
Okay.
I had the whole bunch of experts come into my office and say that the fires are going to, you know, are going to burn because the winds are blowing. If you I'll explain it to your listeners, okay? You get the fire in the fireplace, okay? How do you make it burn?
How?
Huh?
How?
Yeah?
How?
You blow on it, right? So take that with God. If he's blowing on it with the nature and stuff, that'll cause the fires to burn bigger and make them go farther. Yes, yeah, Don.
Question.
Yes, Don, you have your hand up.
Yes.
Even though I'm on satellite.
What do the Santa Ana winds have to do with Santa Claus?
I hate it when you give me the plain teaser. Let me take a puff on my cigar. Hold on a second. I'm sitting on my deck at the governor's mansion.
Are you wearing?
Oh, damn. Damn!
What? Oh, damn. Oh, fire!
Ah!
Fire!
Oh, I flicked the ash!
Oh, be careful.
Oh, I flicked the ash off the deck. Maria's going to kill me. She says, why do we have the effing ashtrays when you can just flick them off the deck to cause the fires with the winds and stuff? Mm-hmm. No, the Santa Claus, I don't have an answer. I don't know. Is it related to Santa Claus?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Hey, you know what I'm doing with the fires?
What?
I told the fires after I spoke to the Santa Ana winds, after I cured most of the fires, I said, okay, you want to burn? Is that what's making you happy? You're going to burn? You go burn down to Mexico. Send the fires down to Mexico. And now the Mexican firefighters are battling the blazes. And I'm sure that they don't have a governor that can come in. Hey, did you notice how quickly the president came to visit? Huh?
You know what I did notice?
I said, I want to be better than the Katrina thing.
You
know, when they had the water.
You had that like warm up jacket it's a copy of that warm up jacket the presidents wear.
That's what I wear because I'm not the look, if you're going to be successful in life and you're going to pursue your dreams that I've always with and the things that I've always pursued, I said if I want to be president, even though they said I can't be president because I wasn't born here, I said, what I'd like to do is I'd like to wear the jackets that the president wears and things and the stuff that he wears. And that's why maybe someday and things I'll be president. So I thought, what better way than if I come out on TV and on the radio shows and the programs and stuff and come out and say that I've cured the fires, which I've got. There were millions of them. And now there's only 9. And on Wednesday, there were millions of them. And, you know, millions of little spots and things of the heart with the embers that blew up the trees and things. And then they would blow up into a big fire. And now we've only got 9. And some of the 9 are actually going to move their way down to Mexico. Why? Because I'm the governor. That's why it worked. Wow. That's why I'm excited about it. I found the fire to be flipping hot, though. Sometimes when I'm touring the disaster areas and I would say to the people and things, you know, I'm so sorry that the fire that, you know, burnt down your house and stuff. And that's a bad thing to happen. I'm very sorry because I'm a good actor. So I look at them and go, I'm very sorry. And so they respond to me like they do to the president and things when he comes in the planes and the helicopters
with
the water and all the things that the fires cause us to
do. Let's pretend that I'm a person who's just had my house burned down in San Diego. You really don't care about the people, right?
Well, I've got lots of things to think about
between
and stuff.
Between you and me.
Well, no, you can't care about everybody.
Do you care about really anybody?
I care about winning the presidency and changing the laws and things so that someday I'll be able to, you know, walk down the red carpet at the White House and have my big ball.
But like the people that
wear the tuxedo and smoke cigars on the porch.
The people that you're interviewing.
Yeah.
You don't really care about them, right? You're acting, right? Because you're such a talented
actor. You have
actor.
To show. All right, I explain it to you, okay? Because you don't understand in the high flying wild world of politics.
Okay.
Let me tell you how it works, okay? You're listening to me?
I'm listening.
This is how it works. You got the thing where you have to show everyone that you're the guy that they're looking at to make the fires feel better, you know? Yeah. So if your house is burned, you got to get a guy that walks in and says, oh, I'm the big be governor now.
Okay.
Look at me. Let me put my arm around you and
Let's
make
pretend.
You feel good. Yeah.
I'm a guy that's had my house just burned down in San Diego. You're coming to see me. Oh, my house is burned down.
I say the average thing that I would say and stuff would be what I would say to all the homeowners that have to, you know, go on with their lives. And I had the standard speech that I would give almost every one of them.
So I'd say, Governor Schwarzenegger, my house burned down. I feel
awful. Is this your house over here?
It was.
It burned, huh?
Yes.
Sat. That's sat.
Sat? S-A-T?
Sat.
Sad.
Sat. What a sad day. Even though today is sad, I'd look them in the eye and say, look at me.
Well, you said sad.
Today is a sad day for all your families and things, but tomorrow could be better. Because the fires will go away, and you'll rebuild, and I will help.
I have another question.
Yeah, I'm standing by. I predict, well, though, can I give you the prediction and thing?
Yes, sir.
This is what I think is going to happen with all the fires are going to burn out, and we'll have the smoke and ash, and it'll be sad for everyone that's around. But after that, I think they're going to talk about how great a job I did. That, you know, I was on the ball. I paid attention to it. You know, I was the Terminator for the fire.
How's your dad doing?
I said hasta la vista to the Santa Ana winds. That's the slogan.
How's your daddy doing?
Nine.
How's your dad?
Don't talk about me, father.
Wasn't your dad a Nazi?
No, I don't want to. No, I said I will go out to everybody that's had the houses burnt, all or partial, and I say, hey, sorry about this. Listen, let me take this opportunity to rebuild your DVD collection. How about this nice free copy of Twins? I'll give that to you to get started, all right? Everybody, no matter how bad the fires are, likes a little entertainment.
How are they going to watch Twins, though, if their house is burned down?
They'll go to the stadiums or the things that they have set up with the tents for the people that don't have the houses. And I say, bring them a television so they can watch the movies. And, you know, I say, look, I really want you to feel better, so I give you copies of Twins, Kindergarten Cop, all my comedies, all the ones that I did, the one that I had with the Turbo Man. What was that one?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way with Sinbad. Right. All the comedies. Don't give them the Running Man's or the ones where I played the Terminator, because that has fire in it. Mm-hmm. That'll make them sad. They'll think about the fire. If they give them the funny ones, they'll laugh and go on with the, you know, their life and things.
But again, what if the people have had their DVD players burn in the fire?
I can't replace all the people's DVD players or all the home electronics equipment.
And exactly how many copies of your hit movies are you giving away?
I have the Twins is the one that I got most copies of at the governor's mansion. Fortunately, thank God, it was not burned during the fires. All of my DVDs, all the copies are preserved in my basement there. I can go out with hundreds of thousands of them, and I'll drop them if I have to by air. But most of the roads are okay. They'll come back to the house and see what the damage and stuff is that's around the houses, and then I'll drop by maybe a parachute with the box of all my movies. That not the ones that are scary, though. That's what I will do. I'll also hand out 75 blenders.
Blenders?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
So they can make drinks and things after the fire. You,
again,
you want to cool off because most of the people's throats are parched and dry.
What do you plug a blender into if you're living in a tent?
That's the thing. Most of the power is the underground. So even though the house is burned, they can sit where the house was and plug in outside.
Where do you plug in outside?
I don't. Those are the details that my fire people are talking to me about. But the fact is, you're not acknowledging. You're not looking at me and acknowledging the fact that I am the champion who cured the fires and said, go to Mexico. Stop blowing, you mean Santa Ana winds and things. Stop blowing so that the fires move faster. And then, of course, I will go to Malibu and say, huh? Did I save your rich people houses? Dankeschön. Thanks a lot. And then they will give me a big big tribute. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to name one of the California towns, one of the number one areas of California that was burnt. When it's rebuilt, they'll call it maybe Santa Anita, you know, for Arnold. That's what I'm looking forward to. And this will be the thing that gets me to be the president of the United States. That's what I'm looking forward to. Sure. I look forward to all of that. I really do. And Maria's been baking all day, cookies and schnitzel. So that we can hand those things out and my kids, and I'm tiring of her teeth. I told her, I said, please grow your face larger.
She looks like
Put your pants, don't wear pants outside.
She looks like JFK.
You looked at your head is shrinking and your teeth are growing. You look like the Kennedy women. Stop it with that.
Hey, how do you get along in Sacramento? How do you like living there?
I think I have to say this. Huh? It's great that the governor lives in that part of California.
Why?
Because the people of Sacramento are the smartest people everywhere on the street. They know about the fires, even though it's not burning in where they live stuff.
Yeah.
And they know about the politics of the California situation. And so I talked to anybody on the street. I was at an asparagus farm just 2 days ago, and they know everything about, you know, the other people of California that are suffering in this time.
Do you know Mark S. Allen?
Oh, yeah, he's the smartest of them all. He's a great guy. He's smart, so's Grant Napier. Yes. They're the two smartest guys. Mm-hmm. And they say, I say, anytime, you want to come up to the governor's house? Would you like to? And I changed the house to HAUS UNLA.
Sure.
And I'm excited about that. But I think when the thing is all done, we can't get too gloaty and piggy right now by saying we fixed everything, right?
Well, you said you cured it.
I cured most of the fires. I still have 9 more to cure. And when I cure the 9th one, I'll come back and talk to you, huh? We'll smoke a cigar, but don't flick your ass out the window.
All right, Arnold.
I'm the great Arnold. Thank you very much. Talk is short.
Heil Hitler.
You having a good time? You know why?
Why?
Because I'm here. Am I still on the radio?
No, we're off now.
You know, I'm sitting back in my easy chair now.
How come you didn't? I gave you the Heil Hitler. You didn't give it back to me.
Oh, I think I'll.
Yeah, okay.
That's good. How you been?
How's your dad?
Ah, he's great. My father is such a good guy. He's so smart about that. We talked about things that we love, like the great mountains and how we used to go skiing and swim in the mountain lakes and purification and things that we always used
really
to talk about.
You don't really care about the everyday people, do you?
Nine. What the pain in the ass with stupid fires.
How about your Hollywood friends?
Oh, that's good. I'm so relieved that I saved so many of the rich people's homes in Malibu. That was such a big deal for me, you know. They're really good folks. That's my base, the Hollywood elite. I wish I was back there sometime. I said, hey, how about this? I put all my resources on the Malibu Strip. Right there. I said, I don't care how many people have to go homeless as long as I can protect the home of Tom Hanks.
Are you still doing improv with Jim Belushi?
Yeah, he's the funniest man on TV. The thing that's brilliant about Jim Belushi is that he gets no script and stuff, and he takes the idea, and he gets out on the stage, and he really tries so hard to do such a good job. Huh? He really does. Jim Belushi does improv. I said, what's his improv?
What's his
doc? He says, you do the sketch or the skit or the scene. You do the scene and you do it with nothing written on the paper.
Well, you can't read anyway.
They would read me the lines.
Oh, that's how you...
But
how
they said, you just make it up. Now, right now, you could throw me a subject. He taught me how to do the improv, okay. And you can throw me, just give me a situation, a title, and my name.
Fast food restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Title?
You can give me, who I would be in the restaurant.
You're the manager of a fast food restaurant.
Okay. What's this? This is an improv.
Okay.
You want a funny one?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. You're going to die. You'll die laughing at this. This
right,
is okay.
I'm
the manager of a fast food restaurant. Okay.
Let's do some improv.
Hey, where's the French fries? Pretty good, huh? You like that? That's good. The stuff is, you get it in your head and stuff and do the thing. Hey, who made this burger? It looks like somebody picked their nose and ate it. And people die.
Sure.
They don't know that I'm that good and funny. That I can do the politics, and I can do the movies, and now I can do on the stage, I can be the improvisational actor.
Triple threat.
I'm the triple threat. Oh, that's good. Man, I need to get laid after this week. The fires aren't the only thing that's hot.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We got to go to break. I think we're going to play some Mega Stump the Stoop. We'll explain that when we come back.
Stump the Stoop. How's that work?
Well, it's a guessing game.
Oh.
I play a game with our listeners about records.
Do you cure them?
I don't cure them. How did you? What's this whole thing about you curing fires?
That's
anyway?
One of my ideas. I said, how about I come out? They said, I cured the fire. I said, that's not right. I said, yeah, shut up. It's not right. Are you the governor? I cured the fires. You mean you stopped the fires? The same thing. You stopped
the cold, you
cured the fire.
It's like curing a polio, curing cancer.
Exactly.
No, but you didn't do that, though, with the fires.
I cured the fire. Okay. You're like all the other advisors that are talking.
No,
to
I'm on your side.
You don't understand the way it works.
How's Sinbad?
Sinbad's great. What a great actor. He's fantastic. Little down on his luck.
Really?
He's coming to California next weekend. He's going to come to the mansion. Maria's on a speaking tour. We're going to get strippers. Dankeschön. It'll be fun, right? Sinbad Atkins. He's
name,
a good
right?
guy.
Is that his
okay.
name?
Okay. Let me say hi to one fan that's in there that writes me letters. I'd like to say thank you for your letter, Chuck Pearson. Dankeschön. I got to run now.
All right.
All right. You take care of yourself. Don't you have commercials to play, huh?
Hi, Lidler.
Yeah. Hi, Lidler.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're a goddamn genius.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Baby, well, we're back on the air. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I hope you were talking to your wife.
Oh, you think you're funny like that?
was that a little British Joe there?
Oh, you think you're funny like that?
Yeah, we do. All right, Joe. Now, here's the wacky tape that we'll set up our Stump the Stoop mega Rob Spiewak reworked mega Stump the Stoop.
The biggest challenge for you ever?
2007. That's what he says.
Summer score is coming up in moments. I got for the touchdown and your chance to win tonight.
It's in between.
128. WMAM. It is 7-11 with Big Don on Thursday night. 82 degrees right now. Cloudy overnight, low 62. Tomorrow, cloudy and hot. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Wear something flimsy, girl.
Okay.
It is 7:15. I am the entertaining Big Don Geronimo. Momentum music lines wide open now. All numbers are toll free. 729-231-336-1345.
I didn't know you knew the
33.
33.
WATCHWANAM.
Come on, I'm 16 years old here.
I love this tape.
Sending theme from Swats. This Big Don on Thursday night. Up for grabs this hour in summer score. A blue 128 Frisbee. Hang on for the touchdown and your chance to win.
Play in the hit.
That's right.
Don Geronimo.
Yes, I am.
WNAM.
We're sending the very sincere and professional congratulations out tonight to Kim Ha of Appleton. Kim just got herself a blue 128 Frisbee in summer score. She now qualifies for the Super.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't do that.
The Don and Mike Show.
But I do love being a DJ.
They give love a bad name. Don and Mike.
And we're going to play Stump the Stoop now.
All right.
Robbie, you got that Stump the Stoop music there?
I do.
You would be a love and load that in.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, we'll turn this off. Now, here's... It's time for Stump the Stoop. This is like Name That Tune, because I'm kind of a savant.
Just like Name That Tune.
I am a savant when it comes to top 40 hits from 1965 to about 1990.
Okay.
Rob has decided that we're going to go strictly with number one hits of the 70s.
Okay.
And just in case they're too easy for me,
right?
The savant, how are we adding to the ante?
You what? Add to the ante. Hello. After naming the song, the challenger can challenge you to name either the record label or when it hit number one. Now, we'll be, within a month or the season.
Or when it hit number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the All date right. that it hit number
I
one.
I thought you said when it hit number one.
No.
Now, so I have the date?
Yeah,
the song was number one?
The month, give or take.
Spring 1980.
Oh, so it's down to the seasons, to the four seasons.
Yeah, you get it within a month on either side, we'll give it to you.
All right.
All right, let's play the game.
Very good.
Where's the disc?
I have them here, and you need to pick. Mike, I'll allow you to choose.
Okay.
One, two, or three.
I don't like any one of those.
Then we're going to the wild card. No.
We'll pick. I'll pick three.
Number three.
I'm sorry. Three.
Three.
Three. Lita Menasha. I can't do that. I can't do you.
Hey.
You sure can,
I've
Mike.
I've tried all these years.
You sure can.
All right, this is three.
Yes.
So here's how we play. Just as an example. Uh-huh. Machine number what, Robbie?
It's in number two.
Here we go. That's Laughter in the Rain by Neil Sedaka.
But you have to call it in how many seconds?
Oh, well, I did it in no seconds, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, but you got to give yourself, you know, you start easy for yourself.
Okay, well then, 1 second. Hold on.
Go in order. Go to number two. There you go. Number two.
All right, 1 second. Silly Love Songs by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Do you care to name the label or the date?
Capitol Records.
That is right.
And I would say, spring of 1975.
Spring of 1976.
Oh, very close, though.
May 22nd, 1976. Laughter in the Rain was February of 75. Oh. You know Neil Sedaka's label?
Same as Elton John, MCA.
Rocket, a division of MCA. So, yes.
Would he have won on that, though?
Yes, he would have.
Sure. He would have won on that.
Yes.
Okay, so now we'll try with someone on the phone.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to Stump the Stoop.
How do you like this new wrinkle, Don?
Well, I was always like playing poker with you. Uh-huh. It's confusing. It was a simple game before.
Well, you asked him to challenge you a little bit more, and he has made it more complicated.
Hi there. What's your name?
Barbara.
Barbara, where are you
Hello,
from?
Hello, Barbara. Do you drive a Harley Davidson?
No.
Barbara.
Yes.
I'll give you a chance to go first.
Okay.
You have to tell Donna how many seconds it takes for you to name.
Within 5 seconds, how many seconds will it take you to name a song from a number one hit from the 70s?
And the way I would put it, Barbara, would be I can name that song in and then the right. seconds that you want.
How many seconds?
I can name that song in 3 seconds.
I say go for it.
All right, go for it.
Okay. I'll give her a shot at 3 seconds. Sure. Here we go.
Oh, I am so screwed.
That would be Don't Give Up On Us, Baby, David Soul. The label is Private Stock.
Exactly.
And I do believe the year is 1976, and I'm going to guess fall.
It's spring of 77.
I think, frankly, instead of the spring, summer, I think the year is okay. perfectly yeah. acceptable with these old ones.
April of 77.
April of 77.
How about label as a third one?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, boys.
Hi there. You want to go?
I can name it in 2 damn seconds.
All right, go ahead.
Advance to number four, yeah.
At number four, here we go. 2 seconds, go.
That would be Rubber Band Man.
No, that would be Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day.
I suck so bad. My mother is from Orlando, Florida. I'm sorry. Bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
And what year?
This song, 1977.
Exactly right. Wow. July of 77.
Label?
No idea.
It's an obscure one. Pacific?
Hello, Donna Mike. A boutique label.
I had to use a book.
Okay.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna yes. Mike.
All right, you ready to stump the stoop?
I'm a fifth-degree black belt in this.
Ooh, this is a confident listener.
How many seconds do you think for you?
There, Geronimo.
How many seconds do you need?
2 seconds.
2 seconds. He can name that song in 2 seconds.
All right. Good luck. Here you go.
One of a Kind Love Affair.
That is wrong. That would be Best of My Love by The Emotions. The label is Columbia. The year is 1978.
75.
Oh!
It was Columbia. Oh.
And one of my favorite all-time songs.
Great record.
I feel like I've got my Achilles heel exposed here. This whole thing with the year and everything is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's fun, though. It adds a nice new wrinkle to it.
Your turn there, Geronimo. Oh.
Thank you there, listener. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to challenge the master to stump the stoop.
All right, how many seconds you need?
4.
4 seconds.
So I could do it in 3 for sure.
Go ahead.
In 3 seconds? Okay.
And do you have the radio turned up, sir?
I got it turned off.
It's not often we have someone pussy out in 3 seconds.
Push him to go a little further.
Huh?
Challenge yourself, sir.
2 seconds.
All right.
All right, good luck. Here you go.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
It's easy to hide behind her microphone, son. Oh,
stop.
Broadway.
The guy sang Candyman.
He sang the song, Sammy Davis Jr.
Candyman, the label is MGM. Mm-hmm. Am I right about that?
Exactly.
And the year, I want to say, is 1971.
72, but early 72. So, yeah, very close. Very close.
Ha ha.
And that's the easiest one any listener will get. That's the easiest one anybody will get.
There's a couple softballs sprinkled throughout.
Well, you have to do number one hits.
Exactly. Hi, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
All right. Altavis, may I have a glass of water, please?
Hello. Hello. What's your name?
Everybody?
Hello.
Hello. Am I there?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Margie.
All right, Margie. How many seconds you need, honey?
I think I need, let's try 4.
4 seconds.
All right. Good luck, Margie.
I can do it in 3.
Okay, probably.
Well, then why don't you try it in 2?
I'll try it.
That's the spirit.
2 seconds.
Here we go.
Son of a gun. Carly Simon, You're So Vain.
Yay!
Very good. Finally, a successful call by a listener.
Very nice. Now, for me to defeat her, I must come up with...
Label and year.
Do I have to have both to beat her, really?
And or, I guess.
Well, he has to tie his hands behind his back sometimes.
Right.
The label is Elektra.
That is right.
And the year is 1973.
That's pronounced 73. But yes, exactly.
Three. Very good. Congratulations.
I beat your ass, lady.
Does she get to stay on the line?
I just hung up on her.
Okay.
Back to the bakery.
I didn't mean to. I'm just so excited with winning and all.
Well, that's good with the year. That's a good pull. Sure.
Hi there. Don and Mike show.
I'm ready to win.
All right. I can do it in 5 seconds.
I can do it in 3.
Oh, all right, good luck. Here you go.
Oops.
That was the same one. That was the same one as before.
Makes it easier.
3 seconds. Good luck.
KC and the Sunshine Band. Get down.
I love when they come out and really think they know it.
It's
Candyman.
Pick Up the Pieces by the Average White Band. The label is Atlantic, and I want to say it's from 1972.
75.
Ah!
75.
God, the years are killing me.
Years are tough.
But am I right about the label?
Absolutely.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
How many seconds you need?
Let's go 3.
All right, you're roadkill. Here we go.
Linda Ronstadt, You're So Good.
Can't give it to him.
Oh, can't. A key word.
You're no good.
You're no good.
And the label is Capitol, and I want to say 1974.
75, but early 75. You're very close.
So rhymes with no.
Yes, it does.
Sorry.
Bye.
Hi rhymes with bye.
And with go.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Stump the Stoop. Who is this?
Hey, you got.
Hi, it's what's fine. Your name? Mike, how many seconds do you need, my friend?
I need 3 seconds.
I only feel like giving you 2.
Well, right. Can you name it in 2?
Oh, I can name it in 1, though.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I'll give you 3. Here you go. Good luck. I shot the sheriff.
Oh, no. I'm just going with air supply.
What a brain teaser.
You know, I'm really mad at the people that really shouldn't be playing, that are just calling in to be on the radio. Because, you know, when you get the title in the first 3 seconds.
Exactly. I Shot the Sheriff by Eric Clapton, RSO Records. Is that correct?
Right so far.
And the year. 71?
74.
Yeah, see, I'm a mess with the years. But I did not shoot the deputy. Yeah, but that's another really dumb one for our listeners. You're right.
I mean, that's the second one where it's been an advantage. But,
there's
you know,
2 or 3 where the title is the first thing, and that's the magic of Stump the Stoop.
Hello, Don and Mike. Super. Welcome to Mega Super Stump the Stoop.
Mega Super.
Hi, what's your name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. How many seconds you need, Jimmy?
Oh, I'm going to pussy out at 3.
3. All right, good luck. Here you go, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Terry Scott, Seasons in the Sun?
Ooh.
That's close.
Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun.
Oh, that is close. Yeah. That is close.
The label is Bell records.
Exactly.
Hey, I got to. Here's an interesting.
The year is 1974.
That's exactly right on all counts.
Do you think when the listener misses the song, they should have a chance at the year just to stay on the line?
Sure. Yeah.
We'll might make it a little more fun.
We'll let this guy stay on for one more. You ready?
Okay.
Sure.
All right. 3 seconds. Here you go.
Exploitive and litigious.
Oh, that was me hitting the wrong button. 3 seconds. Good luck.
Three Dog Night.
No, I'm sorry. It's Three Dog Night, not Two Dog Night. That's too similar to the Linda Ronstadt. You're no bad. You're no good.
No, I said Three Dog Night. I just had no title for you.
He said, I think.
Yeah, you said Two Dog Night.
Oh, then I am stupid.
And it is Mama Told Me Not to Come, and it's on ABC Records, and
right?
I want to say 1970.
Exactly right.
Oh, wow. You're heating up.
There you go.
You're getting into the middle innings, and your arm's getting stronger.
Bye, Roadkill. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Welcome to the slaughter. How many seconds do you need?
Oh, let's go with, why not?
How many?
2 seconds.
Two. All right, good. A man with balls. Here we go. What cut, Robbie?
Next one is, I think, 13? 12 or 12? 13. 13.
13. All right, 2 seconds, and here you go.
The Spinners, Rubber Band Man.
Again with that?
Oh, God.
December 1963, Oh What a Night, Four Seasons. The label is Warner Brothers, 1975.
76.
Oh!
76.
Mm-hmm. Ow! Still undefeated, though. Could do this all day.
You were supposed to give the listener a chance to guess the year.
Oh, the next time, then.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I know you get all ramped up.
Remind me of that.
I will, but I like kind of watching you bounce around in your seat when
Hello,
you're doing this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dan.
All right, Dan, how many seconds you need?
I'll say 3 seconds.
All right, good luck. Here you go.
Thanks. That would be the Walter Murphy Group, A Fifth of Beethoven.
I'll give it to him, yes, Walter Murphy.
Is that the name of the... It's Walter Murphy.
Walter Murphy.
And the Big Apple Band.
And the Big Apple Band. The label is Private Stock.
Right.
The year, 76.
Nailed it.
Oh!
Nailed it.
And he doesn't get to stay.
What did I screw up, though?
I think that the only time they get to guess the year is if they don't get the song.
Right.
And
if
he
you beat them on the
year.
Song. And that's right. And he misses the year. Right.
And the proper title is A Fifth of Beethoven.
Right. The only thing that if they get the song, you get to stay in the running. You get to eliminate the listener by guessing the label and year.
Okay, well, let's do a quick recap. Rob, explain the rules to me again. When we come back, we'll do one more segment with this because we're on the clock because we also have Supermodel calling.
Right. Yeah.
Can I try one with you?
At 5:55.
Can I try one with you?
All right, how many seconds, Mike?
Two.
You're a pro. Here you go, 2 seconds.
It's a hard one.
Hall & Oates?
It's, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give you that dismissive. Baby Come Back by Player. The label is RSO, and the year is 1978.
All cylinders on that one. Pow, baby.
Damn it!
Bow, do, 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 bow.
Mike, this is one of your favorite songs.
Yeah, I was listening to Zeppelin, man. I knew it, though.
Yeah.
I should have known it.
Light 106.
Yes, that would be a light rock.
Someday, Buzz. All right, we'll try this again when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get back to work, you moron!
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sally? Hey, darling. How much longer do you figure to be working?
Until we get an idea, honey.
That rate, we'll be here from 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, Rob had opened his big mouth and say we'd write a show for Alan Brady while he's on vacation. Look at them all been resting.
You know, you should have let the network run that old movie like they wanted to.
I got it. I got it. An original idea. What's the one thing that's never been done on television?
You can't do that on television.
Oh, shit. What is the one thing that's never been done
buddy.
On television?
Radio.
You want to do radio on television?
Yeah.
I say we get a great old radio performer. We can build the whole show around him.
Oh, Rod, most people today couldn't care less about the radio personality.
Yes. Sally, I couldn't agree with you more. He's always talking about some radio star that I never heard of.
Oh, come on now. You can't tell me that everybody wouldn't love to see
the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
Check it Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, hold on. That was, I like that.
There's got to be more than just that, though.
They believe in God, and he believes in them. Don and Mike.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah, baby.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
How about a buzz?
Yeah.
Hey.
How about your buzz?
Okay. Woo!
Okay, now, we're going to keep this brief.
Just brief.
The second segment of Stump the Stoop,
mm-hmm.
because we're going to have a supermodel mystery guest.
That's pretty cool that we got a supermodel coming because it's super mega Stump the Stoop.
It is. And this is the bonus round.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Oops.
Hi.
Friend.
Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, where are you from?
I'm up in Maine.
All right, my friend. Let's see it. Stump the Stoop. The mega super deluxe Stump the Stoop. How many seconds do you require?
I'll go for two.
Two, all right. These are number one hits of the 70s. Rob, what is the cut number?
This is queued up. It's CD machine number two.
All right, you get how many seconds? Two.
2 seconds.
Two seconds. Good luck.
You know, I was...
Oh, boy. I have no clue on that one, boys.
Good answer.
That would be Wanna Start in Something by Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Right. He gets to stay.
How?
So now the listener gets to guess the label.
That's what it feels
like.
No,
the year.
The year. I'm sorry,
That's
listener.
What it feels like to lose. How?
Donnie.
Mixie. Listener, listen. What year did that song come
Hold
out?
Hold on, Rob. I know that this will seem like an awful backpedal. I didn't remember because of all the damage he's done to children.
I agree.
That's right. You're forgiven. Bravo.
I can't think of him without thinking of that Joker hand going down, touching Macaulay Culkin.
I fault the producer of this game for choosing that song.
You know what? I think we give this guy another. We give him a fresh song.
That's all right, nice.
Fresh song.
Fresh song.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, you did well because really I didn't know that. So good. Do we have a prize for him?
If he gets this one.
All right. How many seconds do you need?
Let's go for three this time.
No, don't be a pussy. Come on.
Go okay, no, two. Let's do
it. What do you want? Two or three? Make up your mind.
Okay, two.
Well, come on, be it.
See, he's giving you three when he says that.
Take
I
three. Here's,
no,
I tell
two.
You,
Let's go.
Here's three. Take three, please.
Okay. Bad, Leroy Brown, Jim Croce.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Don, but you can unseat him.
The label is ABC.
Right.
The year is 19... Do I need that too? 73?
You nailed them both. Wow. I'm sorry,
oh!
sir.
Gotcha.
Ever so sorry.
Bye-bye.
Prize back in the closet.
Back Hello. In the hopper.
Hello.
Hey, hopper.
The Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Don.
All right. Hi, Don. How many seconds you need there?
Dad boy.
2 seconds. Hey, I used to be on the air with Mike O'Mara.
Don, what's your last name?
Don Harrison.
Don Harrison. Okay, I know you, dude.
Where do you know him from, Mike?
W-B-E-Y, Bay Country. Bay Country 103 down in the East Detroit, and a club disc jockey. Are you still spinning records out and about?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got a private party tomorrow night, but yeah, still spinning
this is,
a
this,
so
I mean,
me, so
this might be a worthy opponent here.
Is it the original Don and Mike Show?
This is great. This is a guy that worked for me in my early years.
All right,
good. Remember Frank Adair, Tony Perkins?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
He
I remember
told me
that.
He died.
No, he still lives, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
All right.
All right, how many seconds you need?
Give me two.
All right, good man. Good luck. Here you go.
Oh,
hold on a second. I got that one. I got to recue it. And here you go.
Oh.
Now you're killing me. Something Nights.
Whatever gets you through the night by John Lennon, Apple Records, and I want to say 19.
He gets to guess the year.
Why, he didn't know the song.
No, if he I loses, didn't. The listener tries
oh,
to
all right, okay,
hang in there
okay,
by
okay,
guessing
right.
the year.
The year on that, I have to say 74.
That is right.
Oh.
He advances to the next round.
Gets right. to, you get to stick around, Don.
I'm with it.
All right, how many seconds you need here, my friend? Two again?
Two.
Two, here we go.
That's hard. Wow. That's hard to hear.
I didn't even hear that.
Usually cue pass.
Oh, you just said that because Mike said that.
I'm sorry. I'm helping this guy out.
Here it is again. Hold on. 2 seconds. You're the one that said two. I know it, incidentally.
Man, I didn't even hear anything.
Old Black Water by the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs, 1975.
But what label?
I know it. It's Warner Brothers, ass.
Hey, come on.
Mike, he's
an old pal.
He's a combatant in the square circle. This is like mixed martial arts for me.
But since I'm a point of order, the fact that he did get the year means he does get to linger.
Hey, you use a
does he go to the next round?
He goes to the next round. Yes.
On to the next round.
On to the next round.
2 seconds. Good luck.
I've known every song until you throw it one.
Yeah, all right, blah, blah, blah. Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul. Philadelphia International Records, I believe.
68.
Oh, you're so wrong. We're playing it in the 70s. Mike, I can see why you fired this guy.
Be nice. No, be nice. You're winning.
I can't help it.
It's the competition, I understand. Hey, thanks, Don. Good luck.
It was a pleasure. It was 1972.
Is he gone?
What was the year? It was 72.
Let's say yes.
It was 72.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Paul.
How many you need?
I need about 5 love notes.
5? No, this is a game for men, my friend. You can't have 5.
4.
No.
3? Come on, man. I want some.
3. You won't get it, though. Oh, never mind. You know what? I'll give you 5.
Wow. Yeah, that's because you're awesome.
Oh, God.
He's right. You know.
5 seconds. Good luck.
And that's because you knew I was dumb.
Well, you're right. I did know you're dumb. The song is Rise by Herb Albert. It's on A&M Records, and I want to say 1979.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Dead on. And a great song.
Can you do it sometime in the middle of the song?
of the song.
Sure. Like when they sing the title of the song?
Start in the middle. And
well, they wouldn't with that one.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Just play to the lyrics.
Oh, how you doing today?
Doing very well. Who's this?
Louis Jelly.
All right, Louis Jelly.
Jelly.
Is that a nickname?
That's my name.
Louis
Great
Jelly.
Name.
J-E-L-L-I-E.
Louis Jelly.
Louis Jelly.
I like Louis Jelly. Wow, that's great.
That's it.
Would you please pass the jelly?
Would you please pass the jelly?
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
How many seconds you need there, Jelly?
2.
Good luck.
Paul McCartney and Wings from 1975. And What the Man Said. Listen to What the Man Said.
Very, very good.
Did he have everything?
He had everything he needed.
Wow.
And this is coming from a blind man, so, you know.
Oh, a blind guy.
Great. Yeah. I love beating cripples.
Louis Jelly, a blind man.
Yes, sir.
Did he have the label?
Did you guess on the label?
I think it was Capitol, I believe.
That's right. How would you know that, though?
I don't know. I just know it.
Wow. Technically, that's the first 100% victory.
When did you go blind?
But I've been blind all my life.
It's not technically. I know you're just working me.
No, I'm not working you. It's the truth.
It's not, because now I should get the chance to answer one in 3 seconds as well, because I knew all of that. And can I point something else out? I can see.
Oh, God, he's competitive, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the way it is sometimes, Don.
Doesn't enter into this game.
All right. How many seconds do I get, Robbie?
You get 3, but you 3. Won't need it, I don't
Here
think,
we go. On this one. Oh, that's Glenn Campbell, and that would be Southern Nights, and the label is Capitol, and the year is 1975.
No, 77. Capitol Records was the number one pop and country hit.
1977.
Ooh. Oh, but still,
wow.
Look at the easy thing.
I don't have 800. And...
Listen, here's
you didn't see that coming.
I don't mind getting beat by Daredevil. I'm aware that there's
you're
a
getting beaten
character.
By Louis Jelly.
But Daredevil is the comic
book. I know, the blind guy
the
in the comic books. This is Louis Jelly.
All right, Louis, you seem to be a worthy opponent. I'm going to have to beat your ass down at 1 second.
Listen, I could beat your ass in country. I know I could.
Louis Jelly, challenge you. 1 second.
Okay.
Name it. Go.
Rich Girl from 77, number one hit in March of that year by Hall & Oates of RCA.
March 26, 1976, yeah.
Right. Oh, wow. Now I get one in 1 second to catch him, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Fallen in Love, Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds. Playboy Records, 1975.
You got it.
Point of order. It's on Dunhill.
Point of order. I have the record.
Okay, I'm just Playboy. Saying. That's why I didn't say wrong. I just said point of order.
With the Playboy logo. Blind guy, do you remember?
Yes. 1975.
Was it Dunhill?
It's a division of Dunhill, right? Division of ABC?
I'm not sure.
It was the label, I swear to
well,
God.
Well, you know what? You know, the competition records. Continues. The
right.
competition
of
continues.
Course.
All right. 1 second for you, Jelly.
Okay.
Here you go.
It's a tough one.
I think it was.
Not really. It's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon.
And
the label is Columbia.
Columbia Records.
Columbia Records.
March of 76, it went to number one, I think.
February of 76.
Oh, sorry about that.
Wow.
All right, Jelly. I tell you what, this will be a free...
Jelly. You're just calling him Jelly now.
A free-for-all. Name it and claim it. Go. I Want to Make It With You by Bread.
Oh, damn.
And the label is Elektra.
72, right?
Here's another one for you.
70.
Jump in, Jelly. Jump in. Lady Marmalade.
Marmalade from 75.
Epic Records.
Both right.
This is fun.
Here's another one, Jelly.
From 1974, Stevie Wonder.
Working for the city. What's the label? Tamala.
Uh-oh. It's You Haven't Done Nothing.
What?
Oh.
Okay.
All right, I quit.
I have been trying to play this damn game for years.
I'm kidding. You're outstanding.
This is a suggestion. I really think this would be highly entertaining if the next time we do this, we bring Louis Jelly back for the Battle Royale.
Let's do it. So, Louis, we're gonna get your phone number here.
Okay.
I'd like to invite you back, and we would like to give you $100.
Oh, man, I need the money, man. I live on a fixed income. God bless you. God bless you. I really need the cash. I'm so damn poor that the wolf has to bring his own lunch to the door.
The wolf has to bring his own lunch to the door.
Tell you what, you're good at this game, my friend.
Yeah. Wow.
And, Mike, I love your restaurant. The food is so good, you make me want to... Clap your grandma, I'll tell you.
Wow.
Or country
yeehaw! You know, the best thing is if you're blind, you go to Mike's restaurant, you can't see the rats.
Oh, stop it, God! Stop! We'll see you at the Halloween party tomorrow night.
Just one thing.
Whore.
Do you have...
Go ahead, Jelly.
Rib.
All right, Jelly, hold on.
Hold on, Jelly.
Hey, Jelly.
Name it and claim it. American Pie, Don McLean.
A song if I never goddamn hear again, it suits me just fine.
Hey, Jelly.
All right, what about
do
this
you
one?
Also do the 80s? Because the next time we'll probably do a different arena.
What about this one, Jelly?
Oh,
thank God I'm a Country Boy by John Denver, RCA Records.
John Denver.
What year?
74. No, I think it was 75.
Oh, by a blind man.
Ooh.
Okay, name it. Here we go.
Oh,
do you know Mahogany? Diana Ross, Motown.
Yep, Motown from 1976, Diana Ross.
Here's another one.
January 76.
Wow.
That would be Escape the Pina Colada song.
79. But we have to stay in the 70s because these 80s stuff I can't do.
No, that's 70s. Here's another one for you. That's One Bad Apple by the Osmonds.
You got it.
MGM Records.
Right. 1971.
Yeah, that was the number one song when I was born.
Here we go. Photograph, Ringo Starr, Apple Records, 1975.
Three.
Damn.
Where's the blind man in the bleachers now? Huh?
Oh!
Yeah. All right, Jelly, come on. Name this one in 1 second. I don't even know what it is, but I bet you can. Good luck.
Top of the World by the Carpenters.
What's the label?
A&M, ain't it?
Yeah, ain't it? Yes, it ain't.
Year?
But 73, wasn't it?
Yep, Christmas of 73.
You see, they wouldn't release it until Lynn Anderson had it out, and she took the number 2 on the country charts. And
you know what? We
got to
get this guy Jelly down here.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree.
You're right. This would be a battle royale.
This
I'd
is
love
fun.
To take this guy
you really made it today.
It'd be fun to get you down here. Do you drive?
Damn, I wish I could.
Where do you live, Louis Jelly?
Manassas.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right, let's try this. Here you go, Louis Jelly.
Gypsies, Tramps. 71.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher.
Right.
Label?
MCA, wasn't it?
Cap.
What?
It was Cap Records.
Well, Cap, I mean...
You know what? I'm going to give it to him.
It's because MCA...
Division. It's a boutique label. It's a division of MCA.
Right. Wow.
Settle down. Settle down. Here. Yeah, I'm telling him to settle down. Try this one, Jelly. That's Have You Never Been Mellow, Olivia Newton-John, MCA Records.
Yes, 1975.
You're right.
Wow.
Jesus.
This guy's good.
One more. That would be Pop Music by M, and the label is Sire Records, and the year is 1979.
Exactly. Oh, really? Okay. I was.
I was getting a call and I didn't hear you.
So, all right. Sure. I heard a drop.
Sure, yeah, he's lying.
That's it. You have one more disc. You want one more disc?
Rob,
yes.
What's the clock? We got a break. We got a break for the supermodel.
That's true. Maybe she knows records.
This is amazing. I mean,
yeah, he's very, very
absolutely
good.
Amazing.
Jelly, I'm a lot better in country than I am at this. I'm serious.
Well, it's not a country station.
No, I know.
Jelly, I'm good at top 40.
Although the other day you played Hello, Darling at the end of the song, at the end of your show.
That's right, Hello, Darling.
Yeah, are you excited, Mr. Jelly?
I'm a little nervous talking to the guys.
No need to be nervous. You're doing a great job.
All right, how many fingers am I holding up?
Two.
You're right again.
Jelly, good man. Hold on. We'll give you $100. You come down and play in studio with us, please.
Oh, man, if I could get away down there, I would, but I'll try.
We'll all right. Here.
All right, hold on. You can always hitchhike.
Okay.
That's Louis Jelly. Man, oh, man.
Louis Jelly.
Wow.
Good old LJ.
LJ.
Now, did we screw ourselves with the supermodel?
Be okay. We're going to be okay.
All right,
I told her we'd
by.
Probably be a couple minutes late.
Actually, the next break will be like a two-minute guess the supermodel. Then we'll go right to the news and comments.
Very okay? good.
So, Mike, Buzz, everybody, stand by for more great guessing games. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ah, what glorious
game.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We are making a commercial for Dunder Mifflin today. It's not too shabby.
Best dad ever? Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. I am totally blanking. What is the thing?
Break. Nobody tell him.
What? No, why?
You got it. You're so close.
Break me off a piece of that. Da, da, da. Bread, applesauce.
Breaking up a piece of that applesauce. I don't think that.
Piece of that Chrysler car.
Nope.
Football cream.
Okay. It's football cream. It's football cream. All right, so. Anybody
the Don and Mike Show.
Bobby Trice, real name.
Right, right.
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
Get back to work, you morons.
All right, it's time for a little game.
All right, I'm excited about this.
We've had a lot of talk in recent weeks about who might be considered a supermodel, who might not be considered a supermodel.
Right.
We're running incredibly late, and this incredibly hot woman has literally maybe 4 seconds for us.
Okay.
4 minutes, I'm sorry. She's going to pick football games if we have time.
Mm-hmm.
She's not really a football fan.
All right.
Robbie, beyond the fact that she's an international... I don't want to say she's internationally known.
Okay.
Very famous in America. And
she's been discussed on the show this week.
In the past few weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't you just give it away? Now, is she disguising her voice?
I told her to.
Hello?
Hello?
Mike, you may ask yes or no questions of the supermodel.
My first question for the supermodel would be, are you a mommy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Buzz, your turn.
Have we seen you in Victoria's Secret? The catalog.
No.
Ooh, Mike, okay. As we go to Mike now.
Supermodel, are you from this country?
Yes.
Mm. Buzz Girdley.
Are you blonde?
No.
Mike O'Mara.
I'd like to hazard a guess.
If you would like to pull all the cards, go ahead.
Is it, well, it's a dirty blonde, I think, so it's not blonde, but is this Christy Brinkley?
Is, in fact, it's a long timpani. She's a lot of woman, Mike. Is this Christy Brinkley?
No.
Oh, Buzz.
Damn it.
Is this Tyra Banks?
No.
Let's put 60 seconds on the clock.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. She's only got
supermodel
4.
Supermodel only has 4 minutes. Mike, yes or no questions again for the supermodel, please.
Supermodel, have you had your own television show?
Yes. Yeah.
Buzz.
Is that television show still running?
No.
Mike,
I'm going to guess again.
Okay, hold on. Mike O'Mara with another guess.
Is this Cindy Crawford?
No.
Oh, not Cindy Crawford. Buzz.
Is this Carol Alt?
No.
No, it's not Carol Alt. We're almost. Now, does Joe know who it is?
Joe does not.
Joe does not? Mm. Joe, do you have a guess?
Is this Janice Dickerson?
Is this Janice Dickerson?
Who's Janice Dickerson?
I don't know.
She's the first supermodel.
I guess.
Is this Janice Dickerson?
No.
Let's turn all the cards over.
Please.
Who is our supermodel, Donnie?
Mike, Buzz,
yes.
Everyone,
mm?
Please say hello to Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, my God.
Supermodel. How are you, B.A.?
I'm good.
Hey, wow. Oh, my.
Bad.
Hi, B.A.
Hi. I had a public access TV show like a long time ago.
Yeah. So you were being honest, and we know you're a good Christian, so you're not going to lie.
She won't lie.
Right.
Oh, my golly God.
I know.
Just thought it might tickle your fancy,
Wow. Hi, B.A. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Wonderful.
How the
good.
Hell? B.A., how are your corduroys?
They're good, but they fell apart. I had to get rid of them.
No. So do you have new ones? Did you get replacement cords?
I'm into jeans. I'm into denim now.
Oh, you're making progress.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fashion-wise, you're making progress.
I think.
Beth-Ann, you realize we don't have a producer right now.
I know. I heard.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Isn't that a curious curiosity?
It sure is.
I was surprised, but, you know.
Who do you like this weekend, Beth-Ann? Green Bay or Denver?
Green Bay.
All right. How about the Redskins in New England?
Now that Mark Brunell's not playing, the Redskins.
Colts and the Panthers?
I love Peyton Manning, so the Colts.
How's your old tomato? Are you getting any?
Yeah, how's your love life, B.A.?
The same.
Non-existent?
Right.
Are you even trying?
No.
Are you still into mirrors?
Yep.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. We miss you, B.A.
And your daughter's doing well?
She is.
Wonderful.
And I got boobs. Bye.
Oh, wait.
What happened there?
Is she gone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a tease.
No. Yes, we do.
No, we don't need her back.
All right.
Are we calling her back?
Yeah.
Well, you kind of
have
to. She
got boobs.
Like she didn't have them already.
She got boobs.
Exactly, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. She got boobs. Last person I would think.
Hello?
You got boobs?
Did you really get
boobs? And you said I needed some type of facilitator or something like that.
Wow, Beth-Ann, outstanding. How are they?
Well, they're big. It'll be 3 months this Thursday, November 1st.
Oh, I am so delighted.
I hate to be jaded, Beth-Ann, but was it like a trade deal or some sort of promotion with your station?
Stop it, Rob.
No.
You really paid for them?
No, I paid for them.
At a girl.
Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of pain. I had them under the muscle. You can have them on top of the muscle,
right.
Under. So I had them under, and it was painful. And
well, after all the pain, how do you like them?
Well, I like them. I'm the only one enjoying them.
Well, if you like them, that's good.
Why don't you take the twins out and let them get the look of the lay of the land?
And you don't wear a bra.
You don't
wear a bra anymore.
Wow.
You don't have to. Well, they tell you not to.
What happened to that girl who was one step away from being a nun when she was on
the sweet, innocent Beth-Ann McBride? Now she's got cans.
Yeah, sleeping on her back.
Whoa.
I know. I hate that. I used to sleep. I got to sleep on the couch. I've been sleeping on the couch since I had them because I can't sleep in the bed because I'm on my back.
Oh, my God. Well, I think that's just that tells me a lot, and that's a wonderful development.
You must send us a snapshot.
Well, I paid $6,000 for a price. I might.
Oh, wow.
Drop in.
I bet you can get that public access show back.
How big are they? May I ask?
Yeah, they're a hefty C.
A hefty C.
Yeah.
And where were they before?
I thought they were probably an OKB.
That's Rob that asked that question.
I know.
Rob Burbank.
Rob Burbank.
All right, well, B.A., you'll always be our supermodel.
Wow,
you've totally
knocked the room down with a feather with the announcement that you've had breast augmentation.
Yeah, that was a good move, saying that and then getting out of Dodge.
Thank you so much. I learned from the best.
Yeah, well, we've had liposuction, but that pales in comparison to you.
That's right. Well, yeah.
And I wonder if any of that went to her.
And, of course, what? I'm still using the pump.
We miss you, B.A.
Well, I miss you guys. I love you guys. Have
love
a good
you
weekend.
Too. All right, bye, B.A.
Bye, B.A.
Thanks, Belly.
There she goes. Wow. Wow.
So
shocker.
Long, so long, Jiggles.
See a boobsy oobsy.
Cans on McBride.
I got a Ron Burgundy. And Teets McGee. And then she says, good evening, I'm Teets McGee.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea.
That's fantastic.
Hold on, do you hear that sound right now? Listen, that's the sound of guys going for beach towels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Across America right now, it's massage time.
You know what? I mean, it's a wonderful development that she's not quitting.
So to speak.
She's everything. Not giving up.
Mm-hmm. She's trying.
She's trying, and I think that's wonderful. Now she could wear the sundress.
Braless.
Braless. All the time. The yellow sundress.
Give me the yellow dress.
Yeah.
The beautiful yellow sundress with the big size C cans.
A hefty C.
Big braless Bethany.
A hefty C.
Look,
one can interpret that a number of ways.
Look who's bounding in the room.
Right. Okay. Wow.
What do you think about that development, Buzz?
I'm shocked. I can barely catch my breath.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
First she dumps the cords, then she adds this.
Incredible.
What a girl wants. What a girl needs.
Wow. Man. That's good. I'm glad we got her back on the phone because I really thought we needed to milk that a little bit more. Thank you. I'm here for another 45 minutes.
Buzz, stand by.
Okay.
Stand by for news and comments.
Yeah.
And big, tall glasses of milk.
That was the best segment ever.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Beth Ham.
Thank you, Charlie. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You would give blood just to hear their show. Don and Mike.
Get a chance, check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com. We're kind of revamping it, making it a little more user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of emails. We got a couple of emails from people who, I'm not going to get into this again, about cheating at Stump the Stoop.
Right.
People think, oh, Rob's giving you the answers. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, you know them all. You were a disc jockey. Well, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got another one saying that we are incredibly insensitive about the wildfires in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we got this one, which would be the email of the day. Dear Don and Mike, this is my first note to you. I live in Seattle, and I'm an older fan. I guess he's writing about us, they were here before they were replaced. I still listen to the podcast. I love these guys, especially Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And then all in caps, but they are so wrong about cavemen. Oh, wow. He's the guy.
Yeah, baby.
He's the only one watching.
I asked Joe to put this up on our webpage because it's such a funny email. That is the third funniest show on the tube behind The Office and 30 Rock.
My God.
Hold on. Let it play out. What are they, retarded? How can you not see this is a masterpiece? And the horrible things they said. Surely Rob can see the genius of it. Please tell me Buzz understands. I can see why Don doesn't get it. And Mike is a little square. But Rob and Buzz? What?
Yeah, I'm square. Wow.
And that comes from High on Buzz in Seattle.
Well, that's very nice. You know, most of the people who watch Caveman get their news right here.
Hey, High on Buzz. Lick it.
Hey, Lick High it. On Buzz.
Hi.
Suck it.
Hey, High on Buzz. Right on.
Surely Rob gets it. Surely.
Surely, of course.
Surely. I can see why Don doesn't get it. Mike is a little square.
Yes.
But Rob corners. And Buzz?
Yeah. Hey, high on Buzz. Pat it.
Pat it.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And Buzz, why have you not come to us with the thought that cavemen is such... And is cavemen, is that the name of it?
Cavemen.
Plural.
Cavemen
yes.
or men.
That's right.
Cavemen.
Tausen.
It's Caveman.
It's just a secret among the very hip.
I'm delighted with the new show, Caveman.
Caveman.
Tausen.
I love Caveman, Charlie.
Don't tell Mike. He's square.
I'm square.
Well, what have we here?
I'm not square. I'm gay.
That's right.
And don't tell me I don't get it.
Right.
I'm too busy cheating at music trivia games.
Yeah, did you get all the cards I put in front of you?
I did, Rob.
That's good.
With Mr. Jelly.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, we're going to bring that guy Jelly down.
Yeah,
and,
that's great.
And have him take me on one-on-one. Good.
Jelly roll.
I think we'll do 70s, 80s, and if he wants, maybe a little country.
Okay, very good.
He'd mix it up a little bit.
I have a country mix CD I can bring in.
Okay. Hi there, Girdley.
Hi, Donna, Mike. First, to bring you up to date on the fires, now all of the fires are contained. They're not out, but they're contained.
Good.
So now it's really just a recovery operation in California.
Arnold cured it.
He did.
And Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, that's been a refuge for people evacuated by firefighters, that will be, the Chargers will be playing in Qualcomm Stadium on Sunday, after all. Mm-hmm. And FEMA is now apologizing, the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
They're very worried, though, about the fire danger for North Turner's face.
Well, I just don't understand. It's just, you know, I just can't. Why did he put it out? Why did he have to put it out with a knitting needle?
As a matter of fact, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is apologizing. They had a news conference earlier this week, and what they're now revealing is that the reporters in the audience asking the questions weren't really reporters. They were federal employees who were put up to this so that it would look like they had a real news conference.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They just continue.
Always, that's rather hinky.
Always helping.
Rather hinky.
That's
wow.
Funny.
Isn't it? Because it will drive up the price of everything you buy and do, you need to know that the price of oil has hit the $92 a barrel mark for the first time ever.
Incredible.
You also need to know there is no shortage of oil.
You know where you'll find no oil at all?
Where?
On North Turner's face.
There was in my day, but yes. Now there's not any more oil. I don't have any more oil in there. What they did, I had zits.
A lot of drilling. No shortage of oil, at least not for the rest of the world. All of this is about worried investors and dollars and politics. America's stockpile of oil has shrunken unexpectedly by over 5 million barrels, which throws supply and demand out of whack. Plus, the Bush administration has made investors nervous by announcing more financial punishments against the oil-producing nation of Iran. It's the same old story. We need oil. Oil comes from the Middle East. What could possibly go wrong?
And the oil companies continue to get fabulously wealthy.
Absolutely.
And speaking of the fires in California, here's a pretty good pep talk from George Bush.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
I think we played this earlier, but
I like this.
Listen, this would really give you the feeling that they're behind you.
There's a better day ahead. Today, your life may look dismal. But tomorrow life's going to be better. And to the extent that the federal government can help you, we want to do so.
To the extent.
Yes. Little caveat there.
Jesus.
That is so much like if what I said, if you were offended by what I said.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if you were offended by what I said.
I'm sorry if you were offended.
Right.
That's right.
I'm sorry if you misinterpreted my comments and were offended.
Tomorrow may be better.
Right.
Very inspiring.
The government will not do dick. Thank you.
To the extent that we can, we will.
Now, with drought conditions on the East Coast and fires out west, the Bush administration says climate change has its upsides. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino told reporters yesterday that scientists are also looking at the possible health benefits of global warming. Quoting her.
This is a great administration, man.
Quoting her.
I swear to God. Yeah.
What the bleep happened here?
Yeah, try not to pile on, but my God in heaven, what is going on?
Here's what she said, because it's so darned amusing.
Turn that frown upside down, fellas.
Many people die, she said, from cold-related deaths every winter. Climate change in certain areas of the world would help those individuals. And then she said something that is true. Quoting her, I'm not an expert.
Buenos dias.
That's perfect. Buenos dias, George.
Gracias.
Now, no matter how hard we try to ignore it, this Stephen Colbert for president thing will not go away. And some people, in spite of what you think, some people are taking it very seriously. Another new poll.
Who are these people who still eat their boogers?
No, these are pollsters, professional poll takers.
I heard something about this whole deal with Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
That the people that watch Colbert and watch Jon Stewart are apathetic people that do not vote. And I believe that. So I think this whole thing is one big scam. And I think these are people that are. Yeah, but I mean, it is in that when they're talking about him getting 13% in what, South Carolina.
Mike, can I say something as well about that audience?
Yeah.
I believe that they abuse alcohol as well.
Amen. Yes, we do.
And other substances.
I'm talking about them, Mike.
Oh, that's right. They do.
Those they
people.
Do.
Them people.
You know, those young folk that watch those fake political shows.
Right on.
May I offer counterpoint?
Yeah.
There's no way to abuse alcohol.
Okay, touche. You won the debate.
Thank you.
I have a story for you later.
Now, the stories that I like hearing about the presidential candidates are like the ones that I saw this morning on TV where there's a bar somewhere and they've made a drink for each candidate, and they're trying to decide who's going to win based on what drink they're ordering.
Yes.
And right now, Fred Thompson is in the lead because his is bourbon and Coke.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And there, Barack Obama's got some sort of Bahama Mama.
Right.
Hillary's is a martini.
Good.
I believe that.
What is Giuliani's?
Giuliani's was an apple martini.
An apple
martini? Apple.
The big apple.
And who's the guy that tried to led the impeachment against Clinton? That's running.
I don't know. I just know that the Mormons was a non-alcoholic smoothie.
But whoever the guy is that led the impeachment, it's like peach schnapps.
Oh, very good.
Lame.
All right. Peach, I get it.
Yeah.
All right. This new poll shows that in a three-way race with Clinton and Giuliani, Stephen Colbert draws 13% of the vote, and there are candidates who would give an arm for 13%.
It does. After I get mad about it, it does make me laugh.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
A Rasmussen report. Very reliable poll takers. Rasmussen says Colbert is gaining 10% week.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
And come on, play along. This
no,
is
no,
fun.
No, hold on. This is like, I didn't pay to see the Robin Williams movie.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to watch the pay-per-view.
Right.
I'll be damned if you're going to present the same scenario here now.
You know, I go between two things. Sometimes I'm laughing, and then on the other end, I want to say, you're trifling with the political process.
You're not the only one who said that.
Well, it is.
Well, the poll takers are saying, though, this particular firm says that at this rate, at gaining 10% a week, he would be the front runner in less than a month.
You know what this is like, Mike? This is like a guy that hits two home runs
right on
the first day of the season, and they say, projected for the entire season, he'll hit 8,000 home runs.
Right, and I really do, when we're talking about people saying things like climate change is good, you know, I think it's time to really maybe take it just a little more seriously.
Comedy Central's taking it seriously. The cable network's lawyers have actually spent time on this, making sure that even in jest, nobody violates any campaign laws. Some outsiders have expressed concern about this gag putzing with the system. And Colbert's rise in the poll makes even more amusing the fact that 41% of Americans cannot name even one Republican candidate for president. Only 19% of Americans can name a single Democratic candidate. Movie theaters are going adults only. That's our story when we continue.
Now I'm listening.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Beth Ann wants to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm. With her new friends.
Yeah, buy some Porky's popcorn. You know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
The old popcorn trick.
Hi, Beth Ann. You and your buddies want to go out to the movies tonight?
So you think you got away with one there, making up that thing about Stephen Colbert, right?
I didn't make up anything. I told you about a Rasmussen poll.
Who is Rasmussen? I've heard of Harris poll.
Mm-hmm.
Gallup poll.
Uh-huh. Right.
I swear to Christ.
Bill Rasmussen founded ESPN.
Who?
Bill Rasmussen.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the poll, does it?
No, it doesn't.
How about the North Pole?
How about the South Pole?
How about Peter North?
How about a stripper pole?
Ah, stripper pole is good.
Am I king of the poles?
Matt the pole.
Come on.
Oh, Matt the pole's good.
Come on. Come on, please crown me. I'm not blind.
Pole cat.
The shortstop for the Colorado Rockies, Tulowitzki. He's a pole. Yo, you're king of the poles. King of the poles.
You don't mean it. It was too late. You never mean it.
King of the poles.
You never meant it anyway. What's next, Buzz? Stephen Colbert has a 100% lead over George Bush.
More and more movie theaters are going adults only.
Oh, the sexy story.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's him.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Well, Buzz?
Yes.
I did a Google on your Rasmussen. Yes.
Yes, you found them then.
I found it. It's a total joke. I mean, I guess it's legit.
Yeah,
but the way that the story is written, at least on their webpage, it says comedian Stephen Colbert is not a threat to win the presidency.
Of course not.
But the odds are that his satire will win plenty of laughs and maybe even some votes.
some votes from a few that don't take the process seriously.
It's a Rasmussen Reports phone survey. I guess the question would be, Buzz,
yes,
how accurate is this thing as opposed to the other polls that
like Zogby or Harris?
Or Harris.
Rasmussen is just as respected as those other polls. Obviously, I'm with you. You know, it's a dumb thing that he's doing, and he's not going to be elected. And
I know you're doing
wasting our time. But,
you're doing it as a goof. It's just I'm looking at their front page of the website.
Right.
And they've got in the right hand box Hillary Clinton, 45%, Rudy Giuliani, 35%, Stephen Colbert. 13%.
Right.
Then in the next box it says Hillary Clinton, 46%. Fred Thompson, 34%. Stephen Colbert, independent, 12%.
12%.
Scary just a little bit.
Yeah. 12%.
You know, as long as it's not happening. But right now, maybe they start too early anyway.
But the main thing I wanted to say is that, Buzz, my apologies, I was positive that there was not even such a thing as RasmussenReports.com.
Yeah, don't make this stuff up.
Yeah, there is. So hats off to Buzz.
Rasmussen.
And, you know, even though it kind of makes a joke out of the process, maybe it'll get people's attention. Because, like I said, nearly half of Americans, 41%, can't even name one Republican candidate.
That's a little scary, too.
That is sad.
I'll tell you one that my kid is interested in,
right,
which made me take a 180. I'm like, you're going to vote for a Republican? And he said, Dad, we're thinking about this guy, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul's getting a tremendous buzz.
Ron Paul would kill for 13%.
Right. Yeah, he's not going to be in the running. But
what
I mean,
show is he on? Ron Paul's not
exactly.
I know.
Maybe someday. You know, if the first lady, though, is going to be a leg drain for him, a leg iron, I should say. His first lady is Rue.
Oh, yeah.
RuPaul.
RuPaul. Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to hold
him. I like that little delay there.
It's going to hold him back.
I hate it when I have to think about a joke that everyone else is already got. I mean, everybody driving is going, hello. You're the same retard that was just yelling at Buzz about Stephen Colbert. It's RuPaul. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't put the first lady in the bumper sticker, but it would look good, Ron and Rue in 08.
Yeah. When I said that more theaters are going adults only, I was really referring to the movies, not so much, not the movies, but the audience, rather.
Because you're talking about Mrs. Paul.
Yeah. Fish sticks for America.
We got a thing going on. Me and Mrs. Jones. That's Billy Paul.
Billy Paul.
Billy that's Paul. Right. That's right.
Where's the blind guy now, huh? Come on, Jelly.
Boy. Yeah. After all that, you're king of the Pauls. You had two in a row there.
Thank you.
Very good. Looking for new ways to boost sagging ticket sales, some theaters are offering adults-only screenings of some movies. One company with 95 theaters has made more than a dozen of them adult-friendly.
You want to get more adults into the movie theaters, how about less B-movies?
That'd be good. With the B-movie.
Yeah, the B-movie. I'm not talking B-movies. I'm talking that movie.
Right. At a couple of theaters in Chicago, if you want to see a movie at 8:30 or later without your parents, you can only do so if you first attend a brief class on how to behave like a civilized human in a theater.
Yeah,
Don. One theater is banning all kids under 7 at its 9 o'clock and later shows.
I agree with that.
Banning kids from 8 to 16 altogether if they're not with their parents.
Elston Cinemas.
The evenings, yes. No strollers, by the way. Theaters are also offering gourmet food, Wi-Fi service, stand-up comics on the weekends, and high-def digital concerts. At those concerts, according to one theater owner, people have actually started applauding again. Also in Florida, charges have been dropped against a mother who pierced her daughter's privates to keep the then 13-year-old from having sex.
You're thinking about it like it makes sense.
I'm thinking about it like how it would, how it would help, because all the piercings I know down there are done to enhance.
This one was done to make it uncomfortable.
Oh, God. God.
Hey, you just take your daughters to a kiosk in the mall.
She did it herself at home.
You ask him to sit up on the counter.
A little extreme, but it could work.
And the guy comes by with his whole press, like a three-ring binder press.
I'm going to go into the electronics. What's happening over there? Right next to Auntie Annie's pretzels.
Thank you, buddy. You
bet. Let's see. So, yeah, the woman did this herself at home. The woman also asked a friend that year to shave the girl's head to make her less attractive to boys. After thinking about it carefully for 3 hours, a jury in Naples, Florida, decided to let the mother go. They decided the mother did all of this without malice and without any permanent damage. No charges against the mom.
This is in Naples?
Naples, Florida.
It's a weird area.
The girl, now 16, had argued that it was a case of emotionally scarring physical abuse. Tune in next year when the girl goes to the prom. Police, by the way, have issued a warrant for the mother's boyfriend, who they suspect did have sex with the girl.
I think that she should follow the example set by role model, supermodel Beth Ann McBride, and get herself a breast job.
Absolutely.
And incidentally, I guess that Beth Ann's fortunes have turned since she left us.
Yeah.
Because didn't she leave us hat in hand?
Right.
And didn't she also just say that her breast job cost $6,000?
Hey, yeah. She's a saver.
Yeah,
she's
but
a saver.
Also, now she's dancing three nights a week.
Yeah, yes, yeah, she's on the pole,
you
Rob.
Spend money to
she's
make money.
She's on the pole.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Some were jealous when they heard that Durex was looking for condom testers, but only in Australia. Good news, mates. Durex is now looking for condom testers in this country. There's no money in this, but the 1,000 guys who get the gig also get a truckload of condoms and other useful products.
This is Robert the Mailman.
And
this
one-
is the best gig I've ever gotten, mate.
Well, what have we here?
It's a condom, mate.
The promotions now come to the U.S., and one of these guys gets a $1,000 prize that'll be based on the essays they wrote to get the gig, and I suppose on how many condoms they test. Actually, the testing is open to both men and women, as the company explains, and anyone over 18 who's an enthusiast. You have till November 4th to sign up.
I don't think I ever met a condom enthusiast.
A condom aficionado?
No, they mean, I think they mean a sex enthusiast.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's us.
Your work would begin on November.
Now I understand, Charlie.
What have we here?
15.
Wow, what have we here, Charlie?
Finally, it's the story I promised for Rob.
Ribbed condom.
In my chocolate cake, Charlie.
Some people don't just fall off the wagon, they go flying off of it. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, a 43-year-old man has been arrested for shoplifting after he allegedly walked into a Walmart with his wife, and while she was elsewhere in the store, he drank seven 12-ounce bottles of Jack Daniel's Lynchburg lemonade inside of 15 minutes.
Did you think for a second he was going to say bottles of Jack Daniel's?
That's still pretty impressive.
What is that, like Mike's Hard Lemonade? Is that
yeah, exactly. That?
That's still a lot more than a six-pack of beer, though.
Okay.
Seven of them minutes. Inside 15 minutes.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Police say the man is upset that after 16 months as a recovering alcoholic, he backslid. The man says that when he stumbled upon the liquor aisle, he just couldn't help himself.
Wow.
Right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry.
No.
Well, on that happy note, the Rasmussen Report says we got the weekend off.
All right.
Yay.
So no Saturday show tomorrow.
Nope.
We'll see you on Monday. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Let's go Sox.
Go Sox.
Good day to you there, Rasmussen.
Good day to you.
Ed.
Tonight. At Executive Getty, Annie Sprinkle, Joey Silvera, and director Gerard Damiano.
And the Lynn sisters, Amber and Ginger.
And Seika.
And let me just say, safe home, Robert Goulet.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, like that's bad.
This is the Don and Mike Show.